last time on the Don and Mike Show.
The winner of our genital beauty pageant.
I've been dreaming of this all my life. I've been grooming every day, grooming, keeping grass mowed, and exercising my Kegel muscles.
Would you like to lift up your dress and show the girls the most beautiful genitals?
There we are.
That's for one girl.
Yeah, the winner.
And I'm the looks at a little catty right there.
The Don and Mike Show.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, welcome to our show.
The son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call.
What?
Don't call to play the name game.
Oh, really?
No calls to rape women. Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
What?
And don't call telling jokes.
Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, he turned water into wine.
Made water.
He took one fish and he made it into like thousands of fishes. He took one piece of bread and turned it into loaves of bread. Maybe you've read his exploits in a best-selling book called The Bible. I call it The Phil Hochberg Story.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Rob Spiewak.
Hey, what do you say, fans?
Don and Mike.
Show me something.
You know, Phil, it's funny you should mention him. He wants you to call him by his new name from now on.
What's his new name?
Swing. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gruel and the gang and all the ships at sea. Broadcasting to dogs and retards alike, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Robin. Hello, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide. We still come to you via the auspices of Westwood One.
Yeah.
Yes, nationally syndicated show, Don and Mike Show. A new episode on Friday, January 19th. And the phone number, he's trying to get it unlisted, but it's the same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
877-365-3636. 877-365-3636. That's the hotline to the hit.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, yes. Welcome to our wonderful world.
Welcome, everybody.
Won't you come on in?
Welcome to the two guys who will be going to No Balls this weekend.
Miracle.
You're not? Because I never was, but you're not? Well, I never got invited. Although, I've been told that one of those guys
step into my heart.
From the Republicans who came down to sign me up, he's coming in today.
Leave your cares behind.
And he's going to have some last-minute offering for
him. Oh, well, that's good.
All right. Welcome to
our world. I'm sorry you didn't find your balls.
And, of course, my balls build you mine.
Build with you in mind. Build with you in mind.
Yeah, the guy it's coming down, I think. I don't know if it's an invitation to one of the big inauguration testicles or if it's a VIP seats or something. But
make sure he invites you to something that's indoors.
But the, yeah. Well, I think they're moving the whole thing indoors.
Oh, they are? They're moving the whole thing indoors?
Looks that way. I think the last I heard that's what they were going to do. And, you know, once again, kudos to the TV stations here.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you, I told Mike this, and I'll tell you. This morning, Fred and I were at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Because, listen, you want to ruin a marriage after 20 years? I'm going to give you the recipe right now to ruin a successful marriage. Get in a workout program with your wife where you go to the gym at the same time and the same guy works you both out at the same time.
Now, you can't do that.
No, so,
that's impossible.
So we're on the, we get done with all the lifting weights and crap today, and we're on the bicycles. And then I've got a million TVs in front of you. And at this point, all of the Washington, D.C. TV stations are doing the weather.
Right.
Because, you know, that's how they do it. They all do the exact same thing at the exact same time.
With the exact same stories in the exact same order.
Right. Channel 4, here's what the guy says. Okay. Tomorrow, for Inauguration Saturday, I see this sleet turning to snow with a dusting to 1 inch.
They love that. They love that word, dusting, because it gives them total carte blanche to just say they have no idea.
He says nothing to worry about. Uh-huh. The girl on Channel 7, she says, it's going to turn into snow, and we're going to get 2 to 4 inches.
Wow. Wow, that's a big forecast.
The guy on Channel 9, he says, no snow at all.
Was that Topper? Well, no, Topper's the main guy now, isn't it? That makes me laugh.
Whatever mannequin was doing the weather. But the point is, I'm watching the three major news stations in Washington, D.C., and each of them is offering a different forecast for the inauguration tomorrow.
Idiots. They're all idiots.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. And furthermore, listen, about the inauguration.
Yes.
Frankly, even if I got an invitation, I wouldn't go to these lame-ass parties. I want you to listen to this, Mike.
You wouldn't go if you got, an invite to one of the big ones, like the real... If they had, a VIP area or something.
Well, listen, for instance, tonight, the big one that everybody in town is talking about, the Texas State Society Black Tie and Boots Ball.
Right.
Okay, you know who your big-name entertainment is?
Let me see. Is it... Puffy Combs?
Clint Black. What I got here...
Shocker.
What I got here is a list.
Good Lord, I'm a redneck.
What I want you to do is pick which of the... there are no great celebrities going to be at any of these parties.
No, the Democrats traditionally have the better entertainment.
But help me select which is the worst.
The worst entertainer?
Yes, the worst entertainer who is... the featured performer or the celebrity host.
Reagan at least had, when he was around, had the old school guys come in. But they're pretty much all gone now.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah.
So let me go through the list, and then we'll see if we come to the same conclusion.
Okay.
Okay? If you go to the Texas or Wyoming inauguration ball, your celebrity hosts are Kelsey Grammer, and Dixie Carter. Now, before you laugh, I'm going to tell you...
That sucks.
I'm going to tell you, in my humble estimation...
That's the top of the list?
That's the cream of the crop.
Oh, my God.
If you happen to go to the Florida inauguration ball tonight or tomorrow night, whatever it is in D.C., your celebrity host and performer is Larry Gatlin.
Oh, my God. When's the last time Larry Gatlin even had, a crossover hit?
If you go to the Ohio inauguration party and ball, your celebrity host is Drew Carey, and your celebrity performer is, I never heard of this bitch, country singer Linda Davis.
No.
Who?
Right.
Right. Now, if you go to the New Jersey, New York, or Pennsylvania inauguration ball... Your celebrity host and performer is Nell Carter.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
How horrible.
If you go...
Great. Is she going to sing?
Give me a break.
That's what she's going to do right there. If you go to the Arizona, California, Kentucky, North Carolina, North Dakota, South Dakota, Tennessee, or Utah...
Are they all combined?
Yes, they're all combined.
All right.
The best they could come up with... As a celebrity host, they have no celebrity entertainment.
Okay.
Your celebrity host is Meatloaf.
Oh, my God. This is the suckiest I've ever heard.
Now,
this is a record-setting inauguration.
If you go to Colorado, Delaware, D.C., Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Maryland, Massachusetts, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington, again, you have no performer. However, your celebrity host is little Ricky Schroeder.
Oh, my God. I mean, right. Even their TV people are sucky.
I have it at the bottom, though.
Oh,
we're getting close. If you go to the inauguration party / ball for Arkansas, American Samoas, Connecticut, Georgia, Guam, Indiana, Maine, Minnesota, Mississippi, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Oregon, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, West Virginia, and Wisconsin.
Scott Baio.
Marie Osmond.
Oh, God.
But I think I've left the best for last, and maybe you can disagree about which is the worst. If you go to the balls for Alaska, Alabama, Illinois, Kansas, Louisiana, and Michigan, your hosts and celebrity entertainers are Gerald McCraney and Delta Burke.
Wow.
All the Republicans.
That's it. That's the best the Republicans can come up with.
Aren't there more hip? I mean, I know that the whole stereotype about the lack of hipness in the Republican Party.
We had the discussion a couple of days ago on the show about...
I mean, dust Tom Selleck, bring him in. He's a step up for most of this crap.
Right. So looking at all of that, I've got to say, your bottom of the barrel, even lower than Nell Carter... In my humble opinion, it's the tag team of Gerald McCraney and Delta Burke.
Yeah, they're not even on TV anymore.
Right.
They haven't had a hit.
Well, of course, Nell Carter's not either.
Remember what a prick he was when we interviewed him?
Oh, do I?
Remember how he was like... Wah, 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 wah.
And we didn't even ask him any questions like, do you need a bag of flour, you know, when you want to do your wife?
Yeah, he gave off that I'm going to kill you vibe. He did that pretty well. He really did.
Yeah, what's it like?
That'll be a fun party.
Screwing that big, big Delta Burke all the time?
And that'll be a fun party.
So could you imagine that?
I mean, pretty amazing.
And even if somehow I had finagled an invitation.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Can't they do better? This is the inauguration of the president. I mean, come on.
I would feel gypped. Man, I would feel ripped off.
Well, I mean, are we to understand that of all the headliners, the biggest star in everybody's opinion was Ricky Martin. And he's already done his thing,
he's
right?
He's gone, yeah.
He's not going to do anything anymore.
That's it. He's done.
Well, they've got a bunch of crap today with, like, Destiny's Child and Jessica Simpson and one of those boy bands down at the MCI Arena.
I was watching some of the coverage of Ricky Martin, and nobody even cared about the inauguration.
Right. Oh, no.
They were down there to see Ricky Martin.
Wait a minute. I
found somebody lower on the pecking order.
Oh, hold on. I found the worst party in the world.
Very good.
The Creative Coalition Bipartisan Party. This is going to be at the National Museum of Women in the Arts. Here's your lineup.
Okay, here we go.
Tom Arnold.
Oh, God.
And Joe Piscopo.
Oh, man.
Piscopo.
We have a winner.
There it is. We have the all-time winner. I ask you not. That has got to be the worst one.
These are people that said, yes, I'll do it.
Yes. Imagine you show up.
Oh, my God.
You pay your $500, $800 right. A ticket, whatever it is you pay. You put on your tuxedo. You think you're going to a real hoedown.
You're going to basically be crammed into a big room, you know, standing in line for drinks, you know, with probably little finger food that's cold.
Right.
And it's Joe Piscopo. I mean, I'd rather be at the one with Major Dad and Delta Burke.
Yeah, sure. You're right, though, about Kelsey. Kelsey Graham would probably be the biggest headliner.
Yeah,
he's the biggest star. Mm-hmm.
He's your star. And he's a prick.
Right.
It's not like he's going to get up on stage and slay you with some great routine. He's going to sing that stupid song about... toss salad and scrambled egg.
Toss salad. Hello, I'm listening.
Now, here's what he should do tonight at the big party he's hosting.
Hello, I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Camille.
For years, my wife has suffered from a medical condition.
It's called IBS. Bowel syndrome.
Not always an easy thing to talk about, but we are. You have to know.
Because IBS strikes millions of people.
So if you have abdominal pain and bowel problems, don't get embarrassed.
Get help. IBS is a real condition, and there are ways to help manage it.
Don't suffer in silence.
Talk with your doctor.
Now, you want to put on a show, that's what you do tonight.
And that is, I am amazed.
That's the best they could come up with.
Wow. I mean, didn't they have any connections at all?
I don't know.
There got to be more. There got to be some show business right wingers that are higher on the pecking order.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, fine, thanks.
Yeah, I agree with you about Piscopo being the bottom of the barrel. I think you can move Delta Burke off a half a notch because technically she is on TV.
Yeah, what I was thinking that. What is she on now?
Dag.
Horrible show.
Oh,
Dag.
Well, that doesn't
won't
count.
Be, yeah, right. It won't be around.
That doesn't count.
She plays the first lady. It's presidential.
It doesn't count.
No.
It doesn't count. The big fat cow has been.
That gone in a week. Funny. That really is pretty funny.
Isn't that embarrassing?
No. It is embarrassing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don.
Are they going to serve peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at all the bowls?
Yes, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, you had to know it was going to be slim pickings for the Republican Party because most actors and actresses are Democrats.
No.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, shocker. Gee, thanks for that bulletin.
Well, thank God. Lightning us.
Man, we didn't even realize that until you mentioned that.
Okay.
It's Johnny Obvious Story. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we've just been handed a news bulletin.
That's CFO.
From our reporter in the field. From Dick Dumbass. Our jaws have hit the floor with this news bulletin. Would you please repeat that bulletin?
The BFO bulletin is most actors and actresses are Democrats, Don being my favorite Republican.
Pardon me?
He just added that you are his favorite Republican.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, but
he's trying to soften the blow.
No, just
enormous stupidity.
Just give us your headline again, please. And once again, our top story is...
most actors and actresses are Democrats.
You heard it here first. Thank you.
Incredible
theory. When news breaks, we break in.
Of course, the question is, will the statistics bear that out?
So you won $1.06 for having our news tip of the week.
News tip of the week.
Thanks for calling.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right, goodbye.
Love your show, babe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. F you. Yeah, that's who we should call.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I've got a real news bulletin. I can tell you why there's so many lame celebrities. You know what else is this weekend in Hollywood? The Golden Globe Awards. You think these celebrities are going to fly the inaugural ball and take the red eye back to L.A. so they can get all primed and primed for the Globe?
You know, I almost take that point. I really do.
Mike,
Republicans, listen, they would want to be.
Hold on, listen.
What?
How tough is it? Let's say that and I know the Golden Globes are this weekend, which is why I played the sound effect there, the teletype, but it's not a news bulletin. It is a big deal to be invited to perform at a party where the president-elect is going to be. Mm-hmm. You mean to tell me, hey, Robbie, give me the list. Who's nominated for a goddamn Golden Globe? Anybody we know?
I don't even know.
Famous people have to be nominated. Well, all right, let's say your favorite friend, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Let's say Jennifer Aniston is nominated. You mean Jennifer Aniston's too busy to get on a plane and fly to D.C. and then go to the party and fly back to California to go to the Golden Globes?
So what's your point?
I don't know.
Yeah, right, I'm not sure what your point was.
No. Okay, now here's...
What I was going to say, though...
Here's my point, is that this is such an important event...
Yes.
...that even a mega celebrity could prioritize their time so that they could make a four-hour plane flight to D.C. to put in their appearance...
Yeah, so
and,
it is.
...and get back on their private jet to make the four-hour flight back to go to the stupid Golden Globe Awards.
So it's the They Hate W effect.
I'm afraid so.
That's really what
mostly,
it is.
Yeah.
I'm really no way around it.
I'm afraid so.
You know what? And I'll tell you, even the Republicans in Hollywood, and there are a few of them out there, they're more than certainly are hosting these things. They probably just didn't feel like coming.
Hey, why didn't he get the goddamn Planet of the Apes guy?
Yeah, Charlton Heston, sure.
Right.
Well, he's the Mr. NRA. They got to be delighted that the...
Damn apes!
He'll be around.
Hey,
he's got to be around.
Wouldn't that be great, though? You dress a bunch of guys up at the Planet of the Apes costumes again. You know, you get a bunch of those actually like Roddy McDowell types to dress up in the monkey suit.
From my cold, dead hand. I would assume Charlton Heston is going to be at these functions.
Sure, yeah, sure. And another thought that I just had is maybe some big Republican supporters are embroiled in lawsuits.
Maybe they are, Robbie.
I wonder if he's going to free up any time to be out and about.
Maybe they're right.
You know, I know he's going through all that legal stuff right now, but I bet the G-Man's going to...
I would think so.
...go to these parties. I mean, they waited a long time for their man to be in there, so that's what I'm hearing. There are a lot of reunions. You know, some of the old folks that used to be in town with the Reagan administration.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Nixon, I...
It's going to be a fun party. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Radio God.
Hi there.
I'm calling from New York.
Right, hi.
Welcome back, boys. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All I'd like to mention is that I'm the fortunate gentleman who received Don's diaper.
Are you the big man?
Yes, I am.
Oh, you're the guy who came to see us when we did the World Series show?
Yes, I'm the one who stiffed your diaper, Don.
Stiffed my diaper.
The question, really.
Yes.
Are we still blessed to be on the list for the Las Vegas-style show?
No, absolutely not.
Damn.
Absolutely not. Yeah, there will be a Las Vegas-style show in the year 2001 for New York City. We got to work out the details.
Oh, man.
But it'll happen. Because the bitch we had was never with the people who listened and supported the show for
right.
the sake. It's with the dumbasses in management. Hey, listen, thank you for your support. And speaking of dumbasses in management, we got Jim McClure here. This douchebag who went to the Washington Post yesterday.
Jim McClure who, you know, elevated himself to a management position and then decided to put the hammer down on us.
And he just screwed us. He just screwed us. He gave erroneous facts to the guy from the Washington Post who has an axe to grind against us whenever he can anyway.
Absolutely.
And for once, like I said yesterday on the show, we couldn't bitch at the guy from the Post
right.
because he was writing a story that was totally unfactual, filled with erroneous stuff. But he got it
mm-hmm.
from Jim McClure.
And we are furious at Jim McClure.
I mean, really, Jim McClure came into the office today. He sat down and he said, I'm really sorry. Is there anything I can do? Like I was going to give him a stunt like we used to have Rob A do. Like I said, yeah, okay, go outside in your underpants and, you know, do push-ups for a half hour in the middle of a highway.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
yeah,
maybe.
There you go.
Maybe.
Maybe that island out there, push-ups with his shirt off.
I think he'd do it.
Yeah, I think he would. He owes us something.
I think he'd do it.
Or maybe just have him do calisthenics with his shirt off out on the front lawn.
But he came in and he just stood there for a while and just looked at me. And I was honest with him. I said, you know what? I can't fire you. And you're not going to be fired. So there's nothing I can do about it. But I'm still mad. But I'll get over it.
Yeah, of course. But it sucked. Jimmy, it was a stupid thing to do. You know that now.
So, you know, just get out, please. Although, who knows, maybe we'll send him outside.
Sure.
Give him a cell phone. Have him go outside.
Do jumping jacks.
Outside. Because it's cold and sleeting outside.
42 and rain.
He said he would do anything.
That's good.
He said he would. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Exercises.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you did Mike the pleasure of wearing your gay 70 zipper boots in today.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, sir. Right before we signed on, Don came over and showed me these oh-so-hip boots.
These boots that I have, these ankle boots, these are no fag boots that I have on.
Well, they're trendy.
They're not fag boots, though. Come on, yeah, give me that much. They're not fag boots.
They're not fag boots.
Come on, say what you said before we went on.
No, what I said to you was I had seen those before. They are very trendy. And having the zipper in the back and not on the side separates them from the old man Larry King faggy boots to what I've seen. I told Don, I'll tell you exactly what I said to Don. I had seen those in the stores. They are very trendy. They are what lots of the kids are wearing today.
And not only that, but they got Nike soles on them.
They're the Nike Cole Haan line, and
yeah.
They've got that little air pocket, just like you'd see on a pair of running shoes. I've seen those.
When Freedy gave them to me, when I opened the box,
I have a tassel on my shoes today.
I'm sure Tom Arnold and Joe Piscopo will be wearing them proudly tonight at the Olympic
Gala. Listen, when I opened the box on Christmas morning, I'm still like a little kid in a lot of ways. If I get a present that's like clothes,
mm-hmm.
Immediately I opened the box and I saw, shoes. And I opened them up and I had the first reaction that you did when I mentioned ankle boots.
Right.
I looked at these things and I said, what is this? And she said, you're going to like these. She said, you're going to be comfortable in these. These are hip. And take a look at the bottom of the shoe.
Right.
And I look at the bottom of the shoe, because they're regular, real shoes, real,
right.
You know.
Yeah, you can't really get the fag label with the brand name.
No, they're Nikes.
Nikes.
They're Nike shoes, but they're like grown-up shoes.
The Nike line from Cole Haan.
Yeah, and they're not faggy, so thank you.
Hey, I want to work before I leave you.
Yes.
Thank God for Marty Schottenheimer.
All right, thank you. You know something you didn't talk about, though, Mike?
What's that?
That I'm reminded of, that you told me you would mention? Or maybe you didn't tell me you'd mention.
What?
About when you almost had your power turned off. Oh, yeah, I'm coming up, you know, it's after the holidays. We've been doing a lot of traveling. I know that on the recent three-day weekend, I did some traveling, and somewhere in the holiday crush, I forgot to pay my power bill.
Hey, Rusty Ford.
And I came back, and the on the door was from the Northern Virginia Electric Company. They had it hanging up there that this last week that your power is going to be turned off. And it was like by the end of business the next day.
Wow.
If I didn't sprint over, and the only thing that, you know, they had a box for apparently people to do this on a regular basis. They had a little box that fortunately was not checked that said cash only.
Oh,
so fortunately, I was able to pay with a check. And then I sprinted off you look at something like this, and it's more paper, and I'm kind of looking at the thing. I'm like, okay, what's this? This is some misunderstanding. I go back through my checkbook, and I've got one of these big checkbooks where when you write out a check, it's all recorded automatically, and then you also do the thing on the side. So it's got two forms of record keeping, and the one that I most prominently display is the one that you write through the check and it leaves that that little mimeograph or whatever it's called.
Sure.
And so I go back and I see that the last time I paid my electric bill was in November.
Right.
That I had skipped the month of December, and not only skipped the
Rusty Ford.
Rusty Ford's this guy we worked with, and I went out to his apartment one day, and he had all these yellow and pink stickers. Electric power.
That's the guy who was always having his phone turned off.
Water, you know, everything. So I'm looking, and I said, God, it was November, and I skipped my December payment. And not only did I skip my December payment because I forgot it, it comes towards the middle of the month. And here it was, the middle of the month, and I was pretty damn close to missing the January payment, too. And that's when I guess they decide to send the guy out in the truck who puts a little notice on the door. And they, you know, I always thought they'd wait a little longer, you know. I thought they'd wait maybe 3 months.
No, they don't give me any leeway, I guess.
It's been a long time. And, you know, the thing is, about 2 years ago, I took over paying the bills in our family because Laura would get distracted and she'd do something else and one bill would not be paid and, you know, we'd get behind here and behind there, and nobody was more gleeful, more filled
with
just pure joy than my wife. You know, it's like, oh, you forgot the electric bill? Well, I guess our kids don't need heat in the winter. So I dash into the car, write the check out, this whopper of a check. I mean, because it's, you know, it's that time of year when you're using electricity like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah.
And I go out and I...
Hey, you know who's really pissed to hear this story?
Who's that?
All the people listening to us in California right now.
Yeah, really.
You know, even as far north as Sacramento, they're having rolling blackouts.
Well, Sacramento's it's where it's worse, Northern California.
Hey, I don't want to alienate any of our listeners in Southern or Northern California, but can I tell you something before I left the house today?
Yeah.
I turned every light on.
Oh, you're cruel.
Just because I could.
The password is deregulation. Good job, fellas.
Just because I could.
In my house, we don't even use central heat. We just run hair dryers.
Yeah, turn them all on high heat.
We just point them at each other. It's great.
Well, I went out to the... what they say is, they say you have to go to... The place where the office is centrally located.
The power place.
You have to go to the power place, and they have branch offices all over the place, and fortunately there was one fairly close to where I live, so I'm driving like a bat out of hell. You know, I have till 5 o'clock the following day, but it's noon the day before, and I'm just driving like there's some, like I must get it there soon, and I thought I would go through some sort of amazing bureaucratic maze before I got this thing paid. I walk in the front door, and there's this tiny little old lady, and she's sitting there and says, may I help you? And it was a big building. And I said, yeah, I'm here to pay a bill. And where's the bill paying department? She's like, right here. I'm like, oh, well, here's my check. She goes, stamps it paid. Says,
great.
Thank you very much. Then I breathed a real sigh of relief. So I'm good for another couple of months.
All I know is that I laughed my ass off when Mike came into work and he said, hey, guess who I am? Doing his Rusty Ford impression.
I'll tell you right now, I completely forgot to pay my bill.
Hey, my GOP guy is here. All right, wheel him in.
Fantastic.
See what he's got for me.
Grand old party.
And let's see what the Republican Party is going to finally reward me with for supporting their candidate.
I will be civil, I will be polite, but just understand, I consider this gentleman the enemy. Mm-hmm.
Let's see what he's got for me.
The way I look at it, I will support our president, but
they're the enemy.
Hey, who knew that George Bush was a queer cheerleader?
And you see who John showed me that picture in the office with his floppy hat. Go!
He's got like a big megaphone. Mm-hmm. You know, like, go team, go!
Yay, rah, rah. Well, I hope you get a good offer here.
Oh, let's see what he's got.
You're not going to go to anything anyway.
I would, if it was something exclusive and I had a good suit, I would go.
And I'll tell you right now, sir, you don't look anything like a Republican. you don't look like, if you look up a Republican in the dictionary, they use your picture.
That's right.
I'll tell you that right now.
He's like Steve Forbes' brother, doesn't he?
He does indeed. Look at that. He's got the George Will glasses on. You know, you really need a bow tie with that outfit.
Well, I have one for tomorrow night's inaugural ball.
There you go. Fantastic.
So you're going to the ball?
Yes, I am.
You going to the big one?
Well, one of them, there's about a half dozen of them.
Yeah,
what is the biggest of all? What is the A ticket for inauguration festivities?
Well, the Texas ball. And
the Texas ball.
The boots ball tonight.
Right, the boots ball. Right.
And so I'm going to be with Ricky Schroeder tomorrow night over at the Virginia ball.
Lucky guy.
There you go.
Lucky guy. Well, what do you got for me?
Well, I have two tickets to the swearing in. These tickets, according to the Post yesterday and on eBay, were going for up to $1,000 apiece.
Well, yes, please show me where they are.
Here's where the podium is.
Okay.
Tickets back here were going for $450. Your tickets are here.
You know,
let me see where his tickets
are. Hold on. Take a look at that, Mike. I'm going to go.
All right.
I'm going to go. If those tickets are that close, I'm going to go. I swear to God, I'll go.
You should. Should go.
Are they moving it indoors? Or
I hope not. I don't think so. I remember Reagan's inaugural. It was so cold.
They had to move things indoors.
Right. I was in high school at the time, and I was working at the ice rink down next to the old executive office building.
Right.
It was so cold, the Zamboni I was driving froze.
Really?
When an ice machine freezes, then that's true.
That is
so
true.
So I hope they'll
Well, I'll take them.
Here you go.
I'll take them, and I'll use them.
We'd love to have you.
That's funny.
And here's your map to show you where you have to go through security and all.
Thank you. Inauguration ceremonies. Admit bearer to west front of Capitol. Beautiful south standing. Enter at blue gate only.
Now, I'd like to thank you because I know, you know, when we swore you in as a Republican, I know you have some affiliates in Florida. And I know that even though at the end you are under a lot of pressure from your wife and others in this room here to go back to Gore, but you still rooted for Bush so you'd win your bet.
I did.
I get the feeling from...
Did he tell you who he voted for?
I don't know, but I get the feeling he really wants to come out and keep... He's been defending
President-elect
Bush.
Mike, let's face it. You've said it.
And I know
he... I'm a Republican.
Say
Republican.
It. Now, come on.
I
now,
just
now,
said
just,
it.
Now you... It's
I
official.
Just said it.
It's official.
I voted for Gore. I'm a
Republican. A bipartisan radio show. We have a Republican now and a Democrat now.
How can I turn them down?
Well, if only a few hundred of your rabid listeners in Florida decided to come out and vote so that you'd win that bet, you're responsible for electing George Bush president, which I know will make your two co-hosts very happy.
Beautiful.
You son of a...
Thank you for the tickets. I will shake your hand. Thank you very much. On behalf of all young Republicans, I thank you.
And let me tell you something, pal. Okay? Let me tell you one thing. 4 years goes like that.
Well, then you can get me tickets.
Goes like that.
Right, so what time should I get there?
Well, there's some information. Is it on the back of the ticket?
Well, it says gates open at 9.
Right.
Musical prelude at 10:30. Ceremonies 11:30.
Basically, try to get there at 9 or before 9. You have to go through the check-in process. I'll leave my phone number. We can talk afterward if you have any additional questions. And... And if the rest of your family or for other people want to go, give me a call.
I just take Frida.
Okay.
That's fine.
And also, if I could make a plug for a rally I'm doing tomorrow.
Sure, go ahead.
NorthernVirginiaGOP.com and LoudCitizen.com. We're doing a rally supporting George Bush. As you know, there are going to be some counter-inaugural protesters down there protesting.
Go, America. Baby!
I say pepper them.
I say get rubber bullets.
I'm all for those protesters.
Rubber bullets and pepper spray those bastards.
It's a free country.
So, and the Al Sharpton march is ending at the Supreme Court, and we're going to have our pro-Bush rally at the Supreme Court starting at 9 o'clock, and then after our positive demonstration there, we're going to march over to the public viewing areas for the swearing-in. Some of us, will be going.
All right, just give you a website again. You're born
NorthernVirginiaGOP.com.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the tickets. Thank you for coming through. See you tomorrow.
See you later, pal.
Now this...
There he goes.
I'll go to.
Yeah,
take a look at the map.
I went to Clinton's inaugural, and it's really a part of history. And if you've been in this town as long as you have, and you haven't been to one of these things, it's really worth going to see.
Well,
and I know how you feel about crowds, and I know how you feel about. But that's kind of an exclusive ticket. You should really take advantage.
I will. I mean, the guy brought me a chart and showed me where the seats are.
Right. Hey, outdoors.
Honey.
Hey, Sugar Bear.
Baby, listen, tomorrow we're going to go to the thing.
Inauguration.
Yeah.
You know what? I was listening, and I heard that, and I think it's great, because even though I'm a Democrat, you know, I would go and celebrate the process. And,
well, it's fun
and,
to be down there, too.
Honey,
it's fun to be down there.
These are good seats. I mean, the guy brought me a map. We're like miles in front of the reflecting pool and the mall standing area.
No, that's great. I've got to run out and buy a new outfit right now. So
God damn.
I better go. I need I don't wear fur, but I can buy faux fur for the day.
You better buy yourself a cowboy hat. These are good tickets. I'm going to go.
They're very good.
I'll give you a report on Monday.
I look forward to hearing your experiences, Dad.
I'll let you know. Because if anything goes bad, you know I'll tell you that,
oh,
too.
I know you will.
All right, honey.
All right, boo-boo. I'm excited.
Thank you, Republican dude.
See you later, Poindexter.
All right. Love you, honey.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
But I won't have sex with you anymore.
Why?
Well, you're a Republican.
Come on. You'll have sex with
me. At least one happens.
All right, listen, hold on.
Maintaining the mantle.
My penis is still Democrat.
That's
very good.
All right.
My penis and my mouth are still Democrats.
Well, then you got a lot in common with Democrats. Okay, good.
It's my ass that's Republican.
they can have that part. I don't want it.
My rectum is all Republican.
Okay, good.
Excellent choice.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
It'll be exciting to hear your recap of the inaugural because, you know, we have a reporter covering the anti-demonstration.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Homo Joe's going down there.
Yeah, he's going to be down there. Apparently, there's some demonstrations going on, as the Poindexter just alluded to. So, I mean, it should be interesting.
You know, that's too funny.
And you know, use that guy. He left you a number. Take your cell phone.
Trust me. I will.
Because.
I will.
It is.
I know it's going to
be. It's a little crazy.
It's going to be a fuster clock down there.
But, I mean, it'll be wonderful.
But I do have the tickets. You know, somebody should go on eBay and tell me if these are really selling for $1,000 each. Inauguration ceremonies.
They look pretty easy to forge.
I'm in the, like the guys with the real whatever party it is, he says.
He's getting out into his pizza delivery car.
I'm right behind section 14, South Standing. Okay? Right by the Blue Gate. You enter off First Street, Southwest D.C. So let me know if let's go to eBay.
Okay.
And see how much two tickets are going for the inauguration.
First, let me tell you, we've just learned that Ray Carruth has been found guilty of the most serious, or one of the charges against him. He's been actually found innocent of the most serious charge, which is first-degree murder, but he has been found guilty of conspiracy to commit murder. That's the latest verdict from Charlotte, North Carolina. I wanted to tell you that.
All right. Well, thank you for that bulletin. Mm-hmm. Now, please go to eBay.
All right.
Inauguration ceremonies. This is a real ticket. Ticket holders will be required to pass through security screening. Please arrive early due to large crowds. Mitch McConnell, chairman... Congressional Inaugural Committee.
Very good.
So it's the real Megillah.
Well, good. Now, you know, I don't want to rain on your parade, but they are talking about moving it indoors, and if they do, all of the outdoor tickets become null and void, and only the 1,000 senators and other dignitaries will be allowed.
Well, if that's the case...
They won't have any public seating on the inside? Mostly, no. It'll be for senators and other officials from Washington.
But if that's the case, give me the heads up on the weather, because then I'll go on eBay and sell them.
Yeah,
before they cancel it.
I saw that.
I mean,
yeah.
We're in the media. We should be able to find out if they're going to cancel the thing or not.
No, I would hope that if they were going to make a decision of that magnitude, that they would let us know.
I thought they were going to let us know by 2 o'clock today.
What's the latest word on that? I'll check. The latest word is what I just told you, but I'll check again in a second.
Right.
They're holding off the decision to the last minute because they really want to have it outdoors.
No, they don't have it outdoors.
But, I mean, are they going to... If the criteria is if it's going to be raining... That they're going to move it indoors, and they're going to
move it indoors. We don't move it indoors because it's raining. He's right. That thing that Reagan had, it was freaking freezing that day.
Well, I mean, even if it sleets and snows and stuff, but it's not going to.
No,
so I don't even know why they're even considering this. This doesn't make any sense to me. But, hey, look who's in power.
One of the worst blizzards in history happened the night before Kennedy, and the whole thing went off without a hitch.
Look how good things worked out for Kennedy.
Well, sir, he had 2 good years anyway.
Oh, God.
And then it was all shot.
Hello?
Not in Mike's show.
Yes, CAPTTV. Hello there. Big time Dick Cheney. Big asshole. Big gum, Jim. You are an asshole, man. If I ever get a hold of you, I'm going to rip your tongue out by the roots.
That's how I was up in the hotel. Big on Jim. Little funny cigarettes. Polaroids. And George W. Bush. All Europe.
Right. Thank you, Elvis.
Thank you. There he goes. Hi.
Hi,
Honey.
Hi. On eBay, there's about 9 pages of inauguration stuff. I've seen tickets anywhere from 100 a pair, 200 a pair, up to 1,000, 800 where you're seated.
Wow.
The ones farther back,
yeah,
which have been on sale, you know, for a while, those are going for, you know, about 500 a pair. So those are legit up $800 to
$1,000. They're like Super Bowl tickets.
They are. They are, you know.
I know.
They're tempting, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
There.
Yes, they are.
You get closer to a cold, rainy morning.
Yes, I know. I think a lot will depend on what happens on this cold Friday night.
Sure. So, you know, why use eBay when you've got... You've got, you know, all of our listeners right now that could swing by the station.
I want to go. I'd be proud to go. I'd be proud to go tomorrow. I'd be a proud Republican tomorrow. It'd be a great day for me tomorrow.
Barf.
Come on. You know me. I like special treatment.
Yeah, I know you do.
I do love special treatment.
I think you should go.
Yeah.
I think you should go.
I will. Because, and I know why you want me to go, because you think that there's a very good chance that it'll be effed up, and then on Monday I'll come in and scream about how effed up it is.
Yeah.
Which should be warning for all those people that gave me these tickets.
Right.
Don't F it up.
Absolutely.
Don't F it up.
Well, even if it's not F'd up, I know what it's going to be like when you get down there.
It better not be like Best Buy.
Because he's saying get down there at 8 a.m., right? Get out about an hour before it starts.
Yeah.
So that means you're going to have to sit in the cold and rain for an hour before the thing starts. But I think you should go. You've been honored by these tickets, and I think you should honor them.
I am honored, and I will go.
Mike, you misspoke. You said sit.
Sit. Oh, that's
it's
right.
Standing.
Yeah, it's standing.
And they pack them in when it's standing.
Do they?
Sure.
Have you been to one of these things?
Yeah, I went down. I didn't even have tickets. I just went out and forced my way into the first Bush inaugural.
Right.
And I couldn't exhale for like 2 hours. They just pack them
in. Well, I didn't go to the inaugural.
Well, I'm sure you were back here, though, in the peasant section. You weren't up
front. That's very true. I did stay in long enough to listen to your radio show, and then I was in.
I didn't go to the inaugural. I went to the parade and, you know, sat in some VIP seating, and it was still, you know.
They have seats?
There were seats for that. There was a lot of waiting. There's a lot of waiting that involves the inauguration.
No problem. I'm going. I'll let you know what happens.
Very good.
Thank you. I'm going to wear my fag boots also. Wear my non-fag boots.
All right. Well, that's a...
That's a good start to the show. That's a good start. Thank you. Thank you for those tickets. Kyle Busch. That's all I want to say right now.
That's pretty accurate.
Kyle Busch. Bush, he's our man. Kyle Busch.
He can't eat peanut butter and jelly. Nobody can.
This is clear these lines. And then when we come back, we've got to figure out what to do with Jim McClure, because maybe we will make him go outside and take his shirt off and do some calisthenics or something today.
Yeah, that'll keep him warm out there.
And yes, Touch Tones now for the brand new Secret Song number 4, which is worth $500. You know, we had a winner yesterday.
All right.
Song number 3 was Bust a Move by Young MC.
Yes.
Got a brand new song that we'll play for you here, give you a chance to win the money. Plus, coming up on the show today, Christ, we're jam-packed. We have the great John Madden's going to come on today and tell us his last-minute selections for the All-Madden team.
Very exciting. Always a pleasure to have him on the show.
Also, Charlie Sasso will be on to discuss oral sex and maybe movies. And a very special low-budget Jeopardy. All of that coming up. We'll start today with Call 100 right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
Just like 4 solid hours of prostate manipulation. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, baby. All right, here we go today. Caller number 100. Hola, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, caller 100.
Right, that's you. Hi, what's your name?
I'm Don from Fairfield, California.
Don, thank you for listening. Are you in a rolling blackout right now?
No, I'm not.
Beautiful. Good for you. I urge you then to go turn on every light in your house.
Yay!
Hey, already all on for you guys.
If you got it, flaunt it. You won the VHS copy and CD soundtrack of Jim Carrey's movie, Me, Myself, and Irene. Now available on DVD and video. Rent it tonight or buy the special edition DVD available January 23rd. Okay, yesterday, as I mentioned, we had a winner with the Secret Song number 3, which was Bust a Move.
Mm-hmm.
Secret Song number 4 online now. Your chance to win $500. And we'll play it for you
If you can identify the song, you win the money. Title and artist, please. And also, please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Mel Carter.
We wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
God, I love that song. That's a great song. The money we're giving away, courtesy Main Street Title. We do want to thank them very much for bankrolling this contest.
Give me a break. I'm wiping with salad prongs. Yeah.
You need to change the words that time.
I did. I didn't know all the words.
Give me a break. I'm wiping with a salad bong.
That was the latest version. Yes, it was.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
$500, a courtesy Main Street Title, if I didn't mention that already. Right. What is that song? I love that song. What is it?
I have no idea, so I will go with My Bologna by Weird Al Yankovic.
My Bologna by Weird Al Yankovic. Thank you, and don't forget that every guest is
sort of a clue for you.
Clue for you. Well, it could have been My Bologna by Weird Al Yankovic. Yeah,
it's not. A tough one. It's very tough.
It's not. We'll have clues, though, as we go along.
Good.
All the songs that we're using, though, were top five, top ten records.
Very good.
Okay, no stiffs. They're all...
My Bologna wasn't.
No. No, all big hit records. Okay, Jim McClure.
Here he comes. He's coming into the studio right now.
Here he is.
Or Jim?
Or is he leaving?
He's awaiting your call.
Oh, he's, oh good. He's, yeah. Good.
I thought I just saw him up. There he is.
No. Go to the lobby. I'll call you.
Big mouth.
Rather not talk to him. Face to face. Erden had that today.
Yes.
A little sorry.
He's going to love it. There he goes. There's the speed. He just went by the window now. It took him like 5 minutes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, well, first off, I'm sure you'd probably like to, well, you didn't get a chance to talk to Mike today, so I'm sure you'd probably like to say something to Mike.
Mike, I deeply apologize, and I'd like to talk to you in person after the show, or at any time convenient to you.
Not a chance.
I can't help it.
I can't keep a straight face. Jim, you don't need to talk to me. Don passed along your apology, but we do feel that... you know, you need to do a little something on the show to show your remorse.
And you did say to me, would it be anything I could do on the show?
I did.
You did. So what we'd like you to do now is, as we speak here in D.C., the temperature is about 40, and it's raining.
Mm-hmm.
What we would like you to do is go out in front of the radio station where both Mike and I can see you out the picture window to begin with.
Wonderful. Looking
right.
forward to this.
Just keep in mind that his crime against humanity was the fact that he had a conversation with a guy from the Post.
He deliberately embarrassed us in front of a reporter.
he fed him erroneous information,
right.
which ended up making us look like schmucks.
Absolutely.
All right, there he is. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Now, you got to move back a little bit so people in traffic can see you. Go back by... what do you think, by sidewalk level, Mike?
Yeah, by the sidewalk. And, Jim, what I'd like you to do is get out of that sweater, please. Okay?
How long have you been wanting to say that to me, Mike?
Quite a long time, Jim. And, Jim, you know what?
Can you move it over a little more this way so we can both see you?
You should have learned your lesson, Jim. A very little ad-libbing, please.
And, Jim, I would request that you would remove that long-sleeve undershirt you have on.
Very good.
Yeah, I got to put them in the lobby so they can stay dry at least.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
Wuss.
What?
Take your shirt off while you're in there.
Yeah, so the next time we see Jim McClure, he will be shirtless.
Yes.
Fantastic.
In front of the radio station.
This is our, technically, if you were really technical about it, this is the guy that runs this station.
Yeah.
That's scary.
But we know he doesn't.
Oh, yes. Cold.
Where is he? I can't
see. He should be coming out to the sidewalk momentarily.
Okay, there he is with his shirt on.
There he is.
All right, now back out to the sidewalk, please.
Okay.
Now.
Not.
Keeping in mind that I know that there are ordinances against public nudity.
Right, yes.
I will ask you to simply...
But you see enough guys around this area walking
Hi,
with
everybody.
Their shirts off. It's incredible. Jim, back towards the sidewalk, please.
I will ask you to simply unbuckle your pants and allow them to fall to the ground, leaving you out there in simply your underwear.
Very good.
Please. And Jim, Jim,
geez.
Could you please move a little more to the left so that we can see this? No, I guess...
The other left.
Okay. Our left. There you go, right there. Ed, right.
Good.
Okay, back on the sidewalk now.
Back on the sidewalk, you want me to just drop my pants?
Drop your pants.
And I'd like to thank Colette for opening the window so everybody can see.
Then after you drop your pants, Jim, there will be one further instruction.
Oh, all right, Mike.
Okay.
Let's say no.
All right. Now, Jim, program director is now out on the street. No shirt, no pants.
Yes.
Now, you just pull his pants back up.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, the pants have to remain down around your ankles.
Because then you'll finish,
thank you.
You'll finish this up quickly, Jim. All right, there you go.
Come on, you're the guy who said you want to repair the relationship.
Okay, and now, Jim, now we'd like you to do jumping jacks, please. Jumping jacks.
I can't. Oh, God, is it cold?
Jim, the pants have to stay off. Jim, we want you to do 20 jumping jacks with the pants off, please. One.
No, the pants are on.
Are they?
Oh, okay, now they're down.
Three,
four, five.
They only did five. That was five, Jim. Six.
Seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13.
20?
No, it's
14. You have 14. You have seven more
six
to go.
Six more to go.
Six more. Pants off, Jimmy. You have six more to go.
Six more.
All right, there you go.
Keep one, two, three, four, five, six. All right, now you can pull your pants back up.
Right.
But now, for a couple of seconds at least, I'd like you just, with your shirt off, to stand by the side of the road.
And just greet people.
And wave at people.
Just wave at people.
I'm getting lots of honks.
And
that's good.
And just wave at people and tell them what a dumbass you are.
I'm an idiot.
No, dumbass.
I'm an idiot.
Dumbass.
I'm a dumbass.
That's good.
As if you couldn't tell, I'm a dumbass. Thank you. Hi.
That's good.
Hi.
Hey, Jim, and can you do this? Move the phone away from your face and just yell at the top of your lungs.
I'm a dumbass.
I'm a dumbass.
Oh, dumbass, right here.
That's right.
Dumbass, that's me. Thank you.
Now, Jim is out front of the station in sleep with no shirt on.
Right. Dumbass, Jim.
I'm a dumbass. I'm a big, skinny dumbass.
Now I'd like you to say, I sabotaged Don and Mike through the Washington Post.
I'm a dumbass who sabotaged Don and Mike through the Washington Post. Hi, kids.
Keep going.
And maybe you could jump up and down. Jim, maybe you could jump up and down while you're doing it.
Don, I'm a dumbass.
Jump up and down, it'll keep you warmer. Go ahead. It's very difficult. It's very difficult for him to follow instructions.
How you doing? Oh, God, is it windy? Go back in now.
All right, how about I'm a WJF kamikaze? WJF kamikaze.
WJF kamikaze.
All right, now sing, I'm a moron. Sing it.
I'm a moron. I'm a moron. Please, I'm a moron. Hi, I'm a moron.
All right, now you have to just stay out there and say, I'm a moron until 10 more cars go by.
Very good.
On your side of the road.
And say, I'm a moron with every car that goes by.
All right, here's a blue car.
Go.
One.
I'm a moron. Thank you.
Car number one.
I'm a moron.
Car number two, that's a minivan. That's
eight
two.
Cars to go.
I'm a moron. Hi.
Car number three, black sedan.
I'm a moron.
Car four, black sedan.
Oh, thank you for making a U-turn. Thank you, man. Five.
Car number five, red midsize.
Oh, great. It's a red light.
Ah, good. Okay, you have a few more minutes. Why don't you jump up and down, do some jumping jacks while you're waiting?
Yeah, that would be good.
No, real jumping jacks, Jim.
Hold on. Car six is a silver car.
I'm a moron. Here comes a great blue-looking car. Hi, I'm a moron. Don't be scared.
Seven.
Stupid.
Car number seven.
Jumping jacks, Jim, while you're waiting.
Two more cars to go.
All right,
he's doing the jumping jacks.
And keep doing the jumping jacks.
Oh, here's a whole bunch of cars.
Keep doing the jumping jacks.
I'm a moron. Hello.
Keep it up.
Moron. Moron. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
All right, he's done.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jim.
Goodbye. He embraced the spirit of his punishment, I think.
Yeah, he did.
That's the way to take punishment
on
this show. You just dive right in, get it over with quick.
Well, Mike, as you said, he embarrassed us in front of a reporter.
Deliberately, Don.
It was only fair that we embarrass him in front of everybody out there today.
And we give the stunt a round of applause, not necessarily Jim McClure.
Yeah, no. Certainly not. He's still a friggin' dope. They had a branded fire his ass, but that's the great thing about this company.
The F-ups get to stay.
Right. As a matter of fact, I fully expect him to get a promotion in the next week.
I look for him to be, senior management soon.
Right. But it was goddamn funny seeing him out there without his shirt on and then doing the jumping jacks in his underpants.
Right.
That was
absolutely
good.
It's bad weather out there.
Blah, 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 blah.
I wonder if anybody saw him. Let me see if...
anybody calling happened to see Jim out there. Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Homo Joe here, Don and Mike. I got the best punishment for Jim.
What?
Take him to a drag function and make him perform.
Oh, Homo Joe. That's just your own fantasy.
Homo,
always thinking.
Homo Joe. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I'm calling up from New York.
Well, hello.
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 Good to be back on in New York.
Yeah, so I get to hear this at, what, 8 o'clock tonight?
Yes.
I'm calling to let you guys know, good to hear you back in New York. I actually went down to school in Maryland, Salisbury State University. I see you guys for 4 years down there.
Well, we're glad to be back on and hope you're enjoying the show.
I am.
We call SSU the 13th grade.
There you go.
I call SSU the biggest marketing scam in the...
All right. You're right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
And as long as we're on the topic of SSU, let me salute their most famous graduate, mm-hmm. Jason Bishop. Hello. Not in my show. Valedictorian for the ages.
Right.
For SSU is Jason Bishop.
Heard a rumor he's going to receive an honorary donkey degree.
Hello.
Dominique McGill.
Yes, hola.
All right. You know, get the respect you deserve, get your pound of flesh, and damn it, play that tape over and over every day.
Oh, Jim McClure, all right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Right on.
See you later.
Right on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to ask Don and Mike how bad they're in the doghouse after last night's show.
Oh, you mean what, with the checks?
Yeah.
Why?
You know, Frida was a little pissed, but I didn't get it too bad.
My wife was over it. I'd gotten it the night before.
Bart, can he come down, or is he not going to be able to come down until he's 18?
Can Bart come down for what?
To watch the show.
One of these shows.
Now,
does he ever ask?
What kind of creep father do you think I am? I'm not going to bring my son down here when girls are showing us their
That's
hooters.
A rite of passage.
No.
Do you have any kids?
No.
Exactly.
Okay,
there you go.
No, I'm not bringing my son down to see girls' cooters.
When he turns 18, are you going to let him come down?
May I be the first to suggest, sir, don't breed.
Listen, when my son turns 18, he's moving out.
Oh, good.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
I mean, he and I had that discussion the other day. I love Bart more than anything or anybody in the world.
Right.
But we had that discussion the other day that, you know, God willing, the creeks don't rise. He's an honor roll student, and he's going to be accepted at some great college. But if he happened to be thinking that when he turned 18, it was suddenly going to be, you know, Casa de Relaxo.
Chateau Relaxo.
Chateau Relaxo.
Right.
I let him know. No way. That's the day Mom and I changed the locks on the doors.
He'll be able to come back home for holidays, though.
Yeah, it...
Of course, the college breaks.
If he goes to college.
Yes.
Right. You know, of course, he's welcome anytime.
What if he goes, to become a struggling artist out in a city or something like that? Would you let him come back for the holidays still?
Yes, yeah, sure course. I will. But I want him to know, you know, when you're 18, hello, obligation over.
So he's going to be living in whatever university he decides to go to.
Yes, I believe so. Hi, Don and Mike show.
He can have his own contests.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Swear to God, I was trying to get a hold of y'all so Jim would hear this. Sucks to be you, little man.
Oh, did you see him?
Yes, sir, I did.
Here's somebody who actually drove by and saw Jimmy.
Very good.
All right.
Beautiful. All right, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Somebody else enjoyed it, too.
Yeah, I think it's important my kid knows. You know, when you're 18, you pull your own weight.
The independent.
I mean, you know, Mom and I will always be there for him.
My mom and dad kind of made it very clear to me that... They, you know, they were very supportive, but they didn't really come out and say it, but they said it, you know, because they'd make comments to their friends where, well, pretty soon this one's going to be out of the nest.
Yeah, right.
When you hear that enough times, you know, it's pretty obvious to you that when you graduate from high school, it is time to leave the nest.
Yeah.
You know, next fall. Right, you're out of there.
Right, it doesn't mean that, you know, I hope and pray that when Bart grows up that we'll continue our close relationship.
Of course.
But that we'll continue our close relationship where...
From a distance.
We're not living together.
It's going to be tough.
All the time.
It's going to be, I mean, the way my sister explained it to me, it is one of the toughest things in the whole wide world when you take your kid, and especially when, you know, your son who's lived with you all that time, that will be... That's a gut-wrenching experience for a parent, really, especially how close you are with your son. But... You also have that moment afterwards where, you know, it's kind of like you raise the glass and, you know, the first real tough part, your job is done. They're always going to be your kids, right? They're always going to be, you're always going to worry about them until they're 40 years old. You know, of course, you and I will be long gone when he's 40 years old. But you know, they're always going to be your kids, but it's definitely that 18 mark is kind of like,
yeah. I would think.
Yes, it's party time.
High five.
It's party time. It's adult swim. All kids get out of the pool now.
Right.
You're free.
Simply adult swim.
Yeah, and it's encouraging that I'm only 14 years away from that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I like hands. Barnyard fun.
I don't know.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Okay, listen, we have one more call that we have to take. Mike, we were just kidding about Salisbury State University,
mm-hmm.
SSU. On the phone now is the dean of Salisbury State University.
Oh, very good. Very exciting.
Let's welcome him now. Hello, Dean.
Hey, hello.
Hello, Dean. How are things at the university?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. How do you spell Dean?
D-A-N.
Perfect. Very good, Dan.
Hi, Dean.
I got a little joke.
Oh, good. Oh, the Dean of Salisbury State University is calling with a joke. What is the joke, sir?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Paul Bears.
What? Come
Paul Bears who?
Paul Bears with the Undertakers.
Okay. That's
a funny one.
Doc, Doc.
Oh, who's there?
George.
George who?
George Bush.
Hey, I've got one for you, Dean.
What is it?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Canoe.
Canoe who?
Can you come out and play with me?
Yes,
Oh, hold on. Robbie's got
I
one
gotta
for you.
Hey, Dean, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lore.
Who are you?
Lorraine Gavin.
Shut up, you knucklehead. I got one.
I want one first. Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo-hoo.
What are you crying for?
Oh, you like that.
Oh, that got a roar out.
One other. This is my favorite. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Group.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you glad that this is not a Dennis Murphy phone call?
No.
Oh. No, you are glad, Dean.
I'm glad it's not a Dennis Murphy phone
call. There you go.
My name is, what's his name on Little Rascals?
It's Froggy.
Froggy.
It's his name is Froggy.
Can you spell Rascal?
R-A-N-G-E.
Range.
Right. Beautiful. And
the little ranges.
And, of course, you are the dean of Salisbury State University.
Yes, I am.
How do you spell college?
C-A-L-L-U-E.
Perfect. College.
Tell you.
Beautiful. All right, well, Dean... Dean Wormer, Dean Martin.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Hey, can I ask you for one more?
Sure.
I heard something about the Las Vegas style show. What happened?
Don't worry about it, Dean. Can you spell graduation?
G-A-R-E-N-D.
Garen.
Perfect.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Dean.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
George.
George who?
The Animal Steel. Did you see the wrestling match last night on Channel 20?
The big rocker busted his butt.
Did anybody even understand that?
George the Animal Steel wrestling on Channel 20.
I only understand him when he roars.
Right, okay, thank you.
They bust him up all last night on 20.
Oh, the wrestling?
Yeah, they had like all the other wrestlers on there.
Hey, Tom, do you want to say hi to anybody out there listening?
Anybody out there listening, please? Go to my website, TomGavin.com.
Tom, how do you spell WWF?
WWF.
Hey, perfect.
Hey,
very close.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
What happened? Did y'all cancel the Las Vegas style show? What happened?
No, it's tonight.
No, it's
we're working on it, Tom. As soon as we get the new date, we'll let you know.
And I'll be playing my guitar there, too.
Right, gotcha. Okay, goodbye.
Roar. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Do you think there's a chance at the next Las Vegas style show that he could bring his guitar and we could hook it up to the loudest amp ever humanly possible?
Yeah.
Really let him do that?
Sure, I'd love to do that.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah. We should introduce him to Bill Maher. Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
We should really have Tom plug it into something better than his own amp and just rock the house.
Mike, everybody's calling now. Mr. 40's online. Hello, Mr. 40. Yo, yo.
What's going on?
I
Right.
Oh, you've been at it. It's Friday, isn't it, Mr. 40?
Hey, I'm on my way to meet Mel Carter. We're going to have a couple of 40s.
you could put a couple of 40 bottles up her cooter.
Hey, her and Joe Piscopo.
Yeah, it's quality entertainment, isn't it, Mr. 40?
Play a couple of nice drinking games with him.
Oh, that's right. Sure.
Which I love, too.
Oh, he's bummed. He's low.
No, he's bummed.
I hope you got somebody driving your car, man.
I'm sitting still for the reception on the phone.
Listen to him. Listen how effed up he is.
He's sitting still.
I'm just the hair of the dog. I was hanging out at Dave and Buster's last night.
Yeah?
Yeah, they took care of me too, man. Okay. Brian and Lee and Rob, they took care of me, man. Mr. 40.
Well, you're a full-time entertainer. Right. Video games while you're getting loaded.
What
could be better? Right, absolutely.
All I do is shoot the basketball, though, get a lot of tickets.
So listen, when is Snoop going to call us?
Let me work on that for you.
All right, because isn't that the story that you signed with Snoop's record label?
Well, remember how I wrote that on a piece of paper?
Yeah, but then I went to your website, and it says it on your website.
No, but that's the local label. The bigger label is going to be doing the distribution. That's what we're working on.
Oh, all right. So that's a secret? I shouldn't have said that?
Well.
All right, well, I take it back then.
We'll just go backwards. Head yes, yes,
He's
effed up.
Yeah. All right, 40, we got a break.
All right, tell these people to stop driving these limos and six-car police entourages effing up the traffic in D.C., man.
No problem, 40.
All right, we'll get the word out.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All
right. Right.
I.
He was smashed. He was bummed. He was inebriated.
What's playing?
He'd had a little too much to drink.
Hello, Don and Mike show. He should be glad that the traffic is snarled.
Sure.
Yeah. He can only go 1 mile an hour.
We should all be glad. Aim for the middle.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
It's a goofy little show, isn't it?
Sure is.
Sure is, Danny.
It sure is. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I saw that guy outside waving.
Oh, Jimmy.
Talking.
Oh, he is goofy.
Thank you. Thank you for that bulletin. Thanks. Glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I'm assuming you enjoyed it, but thank you for calling.
I didn't. He's a little too goofy.
All right. Thank you. See ya.
Bye-bye. That was a good call.
Okay. We got a break. John Madden's coming on in a second. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. There's no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch your mama in the mouth.
Two of Carmi's minions, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, big show next Friday. A week from today, we're live from Tampon Bay.
Yay!
Super Bowl XXXV.
Boy, it's going to be hot.
Is that John?
Good.
John Madden?
Sure.
You got him?
Good.
I would just like to remind Ken Stevens, you know, that it's great that we're going to the Super Bowl, but, you know, my son and I still need tickets.
Ah. Yeah, and Ken always tries to hook you up with that.
He always waits until the last minute for the tickets. Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen... We love John Madden, and here he is, Coach John Madden. Hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. You know, I'm almost happier to talk to you this week. Last week, we were going to have you on, and you were in meetings with the Giants, and our schedules couldn't hook up.
Right.
Because I want to talk to you about the All Madden team, and I also want to tell you that once again, when I'm watching the Giants game last week, you have a talent for saying exactly what football fans were thinking. And I don't know if you kept track of how many times in the first quarter alone you just said, is this amazing? Do you believe this? And that's the exact sentiment that I had as I was watching the game. At the first 3 minutes of the game, that was all I could come up with was, do you believe this is happening?
Pretty amazing game.
Yeah, because we've been watching the Giants for so many years, and we all know what the Giants are. I mean, it's run, punt, get them down there, play good defense. make them punt to you, get a little field position, you know, maybe recover a fumble, kick a field goal, 3-0, you know, that type of game. And here these guys come, and they look like the St. Louis Rams or something.
You got to like the Giants in there. I think it was the week before that you were doing the first playoff game, and they had Parker, the lineman for the Giants on the sidelines, and that's classic you when they were putting, they're trying to put some kind of
a big bandage
around his waist, and you know I for sitting out there, I love it when you do that, and you know you focus in on that guy, but he doesn't have the classic football player's body.
I know,
and man, I mean, and he's a great guy, and it was so well done. You did it, but you weren't busting his chops. You did it in such a way that it was fun. It was fun to watch, and that guy, I'm sure he got a kick out of it too.
He and I talked about that.
Did you really? Oh, good.
He did, because he's really a good guy. I mean, mm-hmm. if he weren't a good guy, you know, or someone that, you know, understands that type of thing, you probably wouldn't do it in the first place.
But, right.
You know, we have this group, this Bubba group, you know, and that's the Brotherhood of United Bad Bodies of America. and I, you know, in that group, because, you know, I mean, bad bodies are people, too.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, you look at these magazines, these things, they got all these, you know, skinny guys and stuff. And there's a place in the world for a bad body or two.
We should be in.
Glenn Parker kind of represents that.
He does indeed. He's a wine collector, too, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and he's a food and wine connoisseur, and he's a Harley guy, and he got tattoos. I mean, there's a lot of contradictions in that bad body. I mean, not necessarily a great body, but the thing is, the guy functions. You know, I mean, he's been playing in this game 11 years, and this is his fifth Super Bowl, so, you know, I mean, he's not a stiff. I mean, he can make that body do a lot of things that some of these great bodies can't do.
And it was at the end of the game when you guys were out, when you knew it was going to be a blowout, when you're having to come up with the stuff to fill, and you and Pat do such a great job of filling even when the game is a blowout. But I'm going to get back to again. I love even in the middle of the third quarter when you knew the Giants are going to win.
Right.
You guys would go to commercial and we hear that music come up, and the out would just be, you would just go, is this amazing?
Yeah, nobody expected that to happen. Amazing.
And, you know, hats off. Great job. Now, I heard you say last week that you hadn't made all your selections for the All-Madden team. And based on his performance last week, that you were thinking that maybe you're going to have to give Kerry Collins a spot on that team.
Well, you know, I had to. And that was one of the things because, you know, the criterion is, you know, kind of guys that we've seen. I mean, that's first of all. And then guys that you like. And, I mean, this guy has fought back from a heck of a deal. You know, I mean, he was down and had about as many problems as you could have. And he fought back through it. And then he comes and throws 5 touchdown passes in a championship game. And like I said, I mean, it was amazing. It was just unbelievable. And like I told Pat after the game, I said, you know, the longer you're in this game, the more you realize that you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, you can study, you can watch film, you talk to players, you go to practice, you do all this thing. And that's a great thing about it. I mean, if you knew what was going to happen, it was like the last time I was on with you guys, for example, it was the Redskin-Eagle game.
Right.
Okay, now you guys both picked the Redskins, I picked the Eagles. The Eagles win, but who knows?
Mm-hmm. You never know
where I'm coming from?
Well, when you were in the meetings with the Giants during the week, did they give you an indication that they were going to just come out and throw?
Yes. Yes, they did that. And, you know, and I said that in the opening. But, you know, I mean, that's still, you know, I mean, but it's the Giants' form of throw. I mean, it's still, you know, Kerry Collins throwing to Ike Hilliard and Amani Toomer. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, I mean, a world-class passing attack.
I don't know
they
if
don't,
that,
they don't have a tight end that catches many balls. Tiki Barber, who is their receiving back, you know, he has a broken left arm. The other guy, Ron Dane, doesn't catch any balls. Greg Camella, the fullback, hadn't caught any in a long time, and heck, he ends up catching a touchdown.
I don't know if I asked you, if I've ever asked you this when we've had you on the show, but do you get a sense when you're talking to both teams and you go to you talk to the coaches, go into the locker room, in a big game like that, do you get a sense of what team really has the better attitude, the winning attitude to come out of. You probably can't talk about that a lot when you're doing the game, but do you get a sense for it yourself when you leave those locker rooms?
No. And the longer I'm in the game, the more I realize I don't. And that goes back to coaching. You know, I used to coach, I'd go in the locker room, and guys would be all serious. We're going to go out there and kill them today, and then we'd have a bad game.
Right.
But they'd be in there, and they're raising heck, and everyone's joking, and stuff, and we'd go out there, and we'd blow someone out. So I never knew that. I never got caught up in that. Because ultimately and eventually you have to get out on the field and play the game, and that's where it's going to be done. And, I mean, all the stuff before and, you know, when you really analyze it, it doesn't make a heck of a lot of difference.
When I was watching the Giants game, you pointed out something that I had not noticed, and I watched Minnesota on TV plenty of times this year. On quite a few plays, if Randy Moss was not involved, he wouldn't even run a pattern.
Yeah, that was bad. Remember when he caught that ball or fell on that ball in the end zone? I don't know if he hurt a rib or broke a rib or something, but after that, he didn't even come off the line. I mean, some plays, you know, and he's kind of noted for that. I mean, he doesn't fire, and neither one of their receivers do, and I've always felt that you could always tell run or pass by just watching those wide receivers. If it's going to be a pass, they'd usually, you know, fire off the line and come off, you know, a little hot. And then if it were a run, they kind of just jog out there. So you just read them and no run or pass. So they've always done that. But this time, Randy Moss was kind of doing that on some passes.
Yeah.
There'd be a pass play, and he'd just take like two or three steps and stand there.
And really, I thought, you know, again, real impressive that you pointed that out. You know, it took some balls to point that out. You know, because, you know, you're calling him out. And you're absolutely right about that. Let me ask about the Madden team. Is it all selected now? Have you finished it up?
Yeah, it's all done. It's not in the can yet. In fact, I was just talking to the guy when you guys called. He said he's going to be, it has to be fed at 6 o'clock Sunday morning. And he's going to be, he has a schedule where he's going to be working, editing it until 3 o'clock in the morning. So that's the way the all Madden team goes. We kind of, a drag race to the cliff, as we say.
Without giving away any of the players that you've selected, could you tell us the last guy that you had to make your mind up on? How close to the taping of the show did it come to where you thought, you know, hey, this guy might make it, this guy might... Who's the last guy, without asking who the last guy is, how close to deadline was it for the last guy to make the team?
Well, it was Kerry Collins, and it was, after that... that game on Sunday, and then I think during the telecast, I think I probably said something, and that kind of, you know, alerted the guys that work on this with me. And then on Monday we talked about it. I put him on. So he was the last guy I put on, was Kerry Collins.
An excellent pick.
So anything big happening? You know, you've had weddings before. We've talked to you, family members getting married, your daughter getting married, your son getting married, whatever. Is there anything big planned for the off season for you this year?
Okay, listen to this.
Okay,
big for the off season. Okay. Seriously.
All right.
What comes after weddings?
I was going to say funerals.
Funerals.
No, baby. Good, happy.
Baby.
Manja, Mikasa, Sukasa. What happens after they get married?
As a baby, are you going to be a grandfather?
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Way to go, John.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're going to be a great grandfather.
Right. Both of my son's wives are pregnant.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's fantastic. You'll be a perfect grandfather.
Oh, I can't wait. No, I'll be a great grandfather.
I can't wait to hear the grandfather's stories.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm because I know how to do that. I mean, I love kids.
Right.
And there's nothing, you know, I was just holding a baby just the other day, and I was telling someone, there's nothing that smells better. If you take the greatest smell in the world, I'll tell you what it is. It's a baby's head. There's no smell better. I don't know why.
I agree with you.
But there's no better smell in this whole world than a baby's head.
Well, listen.
So I can do all of this, and then I'm great. I've been holding them, playing with them, you know, giving them stuff, doing the whole thing. And then when they get a little cranky or that, the number two comes out, and I just hand it back to the parents.
No diaper changing for
dinner. No. Right. You know, when I was a father back in the day, fathers, I don't know if you guys know this or remember this, but fathers didn't change diapers.
fathers weren't even in the same, you know, segment of the home when the diapers were being changed. You know, and I, with both my daughters, I changed a lot of diapers. A lot of diapers. I wish it was like the old days, John. I was
trying to explain that I did. You know, I mean, I thought I did, but my wife claims that I never changed one diaper in my life.
No way. And my wife was on the show just the other day. And she said that exact same thing. I said, oh, I helped out. And she said, you didn't change one diaper. because the whole experience makes me want to up, Chuck.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the whole, it's, you were talking about how great a baby's head smells.
That's if the baby's like fresh out of the tub,
yeah.
You know.
And the other end smells.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty down there.
Not good. So you're done with football now, right?
I'm done. The All Madden team, which comes on at Sunday is the last thing that I do.
There's a lot of people we like talking to on this show, but I don't think we like talking to anybody better than John Madden. You're very generous to come on the show. We're generous with your time. We appreciate it.
We love you, and we're going to watch your Madden show this weekend, the All Madden team. And I know you get this a lot, too, but I got to tell you this, that you know your video games are the best, and I know it's because you get the real stuff from the real guys.
Sure.
But my son and I spend hours playing Madden 2001.
And I bet your son beat you.
He kills me. And I want to tell you, maybe you can give me a hint, okay? Because here's why the Madden game is good. Because it's a smart game. You can't run the same play 10 times in a row. You can't do it because the defense won't allow you. What my son will do, though, when I play against him, he will line up in a punt block defense. And he's got 8 guys on the line. And I realize that what I've got to do is just get the ball to a wideout on a hitch pattern, and I'm going to beat it. But, John, I swear to God, I try and I try, and I can't do it. And listen to how he torments me. He says, Dad, you be the All-Madden, all-time team. I'm going to be the Barcelona Dragons.
Oh, no.
And
oh, no.
He kills me.
No, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you see, I got the guys who John has picked as the best players of all time.
Right.
The offense is a 100.
Oh, I know. I mean, you don't even say no more. The Barcelona Dragons.
Oh, I know. That's terrible. He has no respect for you at all.
No.
I mean, as a father, I'm sure he does. But as a game player, as a gamer,
right.
He has no respect. Total disrespect.
He kills me. But your game is great, and you know we love you, and we hope come football season we can have you on again. And listen, if you ever feel like talking about your great grandkids, give us a call.
Anytime.
Oh yeah,
please.
I will. When they start coming out, I'll be talking.
All right.
The first ones will be Don and Mike.
Good idea. All right,
John. Have a great summer off, and best of luck with your family. And thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys. I always enjoy it.
Well, we love you. Thank you, John.
That's John Madden, ladies and gentlemen.
You know,
always a pleasure.
I'm sorry, we kiss his ass because there's no better guest than John Madden.
You know, he is the best. We say it because he's fun. He's fun to talk to. He's the best at what he does. And for football fans, for sports fans, it's a real treat.
And a very nice guy. And I feel no need to speak to Rudy, do you? We're going to see him next week.
You know, I just put him on for just a second.
All right. Hold on.
I guess it's personal.
Rudy Barsky from USA Today.
Hey, Rudy?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Rudy, this is Mike. Are you bringing your sticks?
I can rent them. I didn't because I'm going to be working so hard. But, Mike, I've already been doing some scouting and looking for a golf course today. I came across a place called Mons Venus here in Tampa.
Oh, Rudy, stop it. Behave yourself. Rudy, I'm going to call you because I want to talk to you about golf.
Sure, okay.
All right.
Bye, Rudy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, we'll see you Friday.
Okay, we'll see you Thursday.
Oh, that's right. See you Thursday.
Thursday night, guys.
Thursday night for the big party. All right, bye, Rudy.
Okay.
That's Rudy Martsky from USA Today.
Oh,
frankly, after John Madden, he is inconsequential.
Absolutely.
He is nothing. He's the invisible man. He's the hollow man.
John Madden's the best.
Yeah, that's fun. You know, you ask him something, you never know what he's going to say, but he's always got something he brings to the table. What comes after marriage? Funerals, we both said.
You know what?
Where are our heads at?
You put that on tape that he said the name of the baby's Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, right.
You put that on a tape.
Absolutely.
And also put on a tape that he said my son doesn't respect me.
Not as a father, just as a game player.
He's right.
That's right.
Amen. Well, thank you, John Madden. The All Madden special, the All Madden team, this Sunday on Fox. Check your local listings. Sponsored by Blockbuster Video. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
Ladies, step into their studio and talk to St. Peter. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, Friday. And that means it's movie time with Chuck Stonsel.
Movie man.
Charlie Stonsel, who was very mad at us last week, and I hope you're past it this week.
I wasn't mad at all.
Oh, you were pissed last week.
I wasn't.
Okay, let's start with the movie question.
Yeah.
Well, I have good news for you this week,
No
Charlie.
Mail?
There is no jail mail for you.
Wow, all my prisoners are being shipped out to high security.
Now, I'll tell you one thing. You know what that normally means. It means next week.
The barrage.
You're going to have a satchel.
No, they're all in maximum security pens now.
They're in lockup.
And, of course, you know what? We have changed your day.
Yeah.
You had been on Wednesday. Now you're back on Friday. And, frankly, some of the inmates only get listing privileges like one day a week. And I think a lot of them had based their schedules around when you were going to be on the show.
But they're really pissed now.
Yeah.
That, right. You know, Wednesday's not there.
They're so angry, they're probably plotting horrible things.
Darn the luck.
And writing stories.
Sure.
Listen, I went to see a movie over the weekend. And I don't remember you talking about it.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yes. Have you reviewed that movie?
No, we haven't seen it. We haven't done anything with it.
Okay, why?
It was a very limited release when it first came out.
Uh-huh.
What we try to focus on are the ones that are coming out mainstream this week, as opposed to what when Oh, Brother came out, it was like 50 runs. New York, L.A., that was it.
Okay, but I saw it at Reston.
No. But since then, it slowly has worked its way out. It's still maybe nationally about 400 or 500 runs.
Have you seen it?
No.
Well, Jesus, Charlie, you're the movie guy.
I'm busy
telling you
other things, Don.
I'm telling you, the movie is great.
I think it's a lot like Raising Arizona. As far as that Coen Brothers,
it's so wacky. It's so much better than Raising Arizona.
Yes, really.
The movie is freaking great. I saw it a week ago.
How does it compare to Fargo?
You can't compare it because
are there any similarities at all?
It's not. The things that you will laugh about in Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou are things that you will laugh about when you leave the theater.
Let me ask you this question, because when you're talking about that movie and you're talking about a Coen Brothers movie, one of the things I really like that they do, they hire kind of obscure actors, new faces that you wouldn't see. Did they do that
yes.
in this movie?
Yes.
Good, because I love that when they do.
There are guys. There's, of course, Clooney. Mm-hmm.
Turturro.
And Turturro. They're the big stars. And what's her name? The girl who was in The Piano? What's her name?
Holly Hunter?
Holly Hunter. She has a small role in this movie.
Okay.
Beyond that,
she was also in Raising Arizona, right?
And John Goodman has a small role in this movie.
Oh, okay.
But beyond that, it's all people that generally you've never heard of before.
Well, like a David Lynch movie or like Martin Scorsese, the Coen brothers seem to use a lot of the same actors occasionally in their films. You'll see them all over the place.
And anyway, the movie just, it freaking blew me.
That's my mission. I'm going to
It blew you?
It blew me away.
It did.
Wow. I mean, it might as well have blown me, because I was really thinking when I left the theater, God damn.
Right.
How come Charlie hasn't seen that?
It's a shame, though, this movie hasn't done better business then.
And furthermore, I bet if you go see it, you're surprised that I like it.
Okay.
Why do they do that with the movie? Why do they decide to go New York, L.A., and then decide not to go
at
what?
First, it's for Oscars. You have to get in by a certain period of time and release in New York or L.A. or both in order to get Oscar consideration. So they do that, and then they see what the business is there, and through math, you can gauge what it'll do throughout the country. And if it's not going to do big business, they might want to release a Castaway-type movie, or What Women Want, or something that's doing a lot of business, as opposed to these smaller films that aren't going to do as
this movie blows both of those movies away.
Well, the Coen brothers traditionally don't do a lot of box office revenue.
And
Fargo
was
their big one.
I didn't know that this movie was based on Homer's The Odyssey.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that until at the very beginning of the movie, when they're doing all the credits. They show that, and then, you know, that then the light bulb goes off, and I'm telling you, the movie is freaking hilarious.
Well, I'm going to go see it this weekend.
It's really good. Please let me know, because
okay.
I ask you not. I have not been this jacked up about a movie since I saw Dogma. And I thought Dogma was a movie.
And that was when I was surprised that you liked
And I love Dogma. I got the DVD.
You didn't think I'd like Dogma, though, did you? And you were right about that, because I didn't like Dogma that much.
No, you didn't care for Dogma.
I didn't care for Dogma, but I'm jacked to see this one. I'd like to see this movie,
although, see, because Dogma, I'm going to sound like such a fag here, Dogma really, spiritually, is how I feel things are.
Right.
I mean, I believe with whatever message they were given in that movie, I buy into it.
I think that a lot of people that feel that way, that movie appealed to people on that level a lot. And if you don't have that, then it was a little
tougher
sell.
Always looking for loopholes.
But as far as just liking a movie so much that I couldn't get it out of my mind.
Right.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Wow.
That did it.
So this is better than, in your opinion, Castaway. And What Women Want. I know it.
I hated What Women Want, but yes, absolutely better than Castaway. Absolutely.
Right.
Please, take the goddamn volleyball. $21,000 for a volleyball.
Well, the only thing about Castaway that I've been thinking, the first part of that movie, Tom Hanks is making, now it seems to be his modus operandi, is that he's making movies where you see the first 20 minutes, and you see the best part of the movie. And I don't think that's...
You're talking about the plane crash, right?
You're talking about the plane crash and Castaway. I'm talking about the first 20 minutes in Saving Private Ryan. These are both, the rest of the movie, it just kind of...
I disagree with you on both of those.
I mean, the first part of Castaway is, as far as a plane crash segment, the finest I've ever seen on film.
I thought that when they had that train wreck in The Fugitive, that was very difficult to beat, as far as realism and how well it was done.
Now, the plane crash, Castaway, kicked ass.
Violent, and that if you're in the water and you turn on, you see that jet engine.
Oh, incredible.
Whirling around.
Truly incredible.
Okay, so. Oh, and listen, your Flashdance movie, you know, that you loved last week.
No, I did not like it last week.
Well, how many dolls did you give it?
I gave it, I think, 1.5.
Well.
Did huge, and we knew it would. It's what the kids like.
I'm amazed. It made like $28 million bucks or something last week. What is new this week?
We have three that we'll talk about this weekend, three actually pretty good movies. The first we'll talk about is The Gift.
What's that?
This is a film with Cate Blanchett in it. She was Elizabeth. She's been in a lot of other stuff. You'd know her.
She was in Pushing 10.
Yes. She was also
She was married to John Cusack, and she had the hots for Billy Bob Thornton. The
Blanche.
Okay. She's fantastic. I think she's one of the best actresses around right now.
Now I know who she is.
She is a woman in the Deep South who has a psychic gift where she can see things ahead of time. Greg Kinnear is also in this film, as is Katie Holmes, which we'll get to in a moment.
Well, does she do a Southern accent in this?
Who?
Cate Blanchett?
Yeah.
God, she's incredible with that.
She does very well.
Did you say Greg Kinnear?
No. We've got to talk about Katie Holmes.
Did you say Greg Kinnear, though?
I said Greg Kinnear.
Is Greg Kinnear in the movie?
He's in the movie.
Then I am there. Then I'm there.
She is called upon by the local... Keanu Reeves is in this, too, who plays a very bad man in the film.
Greg Kinnear.
With a beard.
And at
his age, he's, what, almost 40. He still can't grow... anything close. Don, you grow a bigger beard than he does.
He can't grow an acting ability either.
In this, he's very good at
it. Oh, F you, Charlie. My beard. Look at what this is a real beard I have.
You talk about when you try to grow the full one, how it's like patchwork.
It won't come in on the
sides.
His
is worse.
Okay.
His is worse. That's what I was saying. So she is called on to help investigate a murder that takes place in the town. And everyone thinks she's the devil. She has these just powers that she helps them try to figure out this crime. Along the way, there are relationships that go on between her and this nut job mechanic in the town, as well as Katie Holmes bearing herself on more than one occasion.
Ooh, so you see her boobs?
Don, she comes across... There is no way in the world after this movie she is ever going to be seen as the sweet, innocent girl next door. She tries to F everybody in the movie.
What has she been in, Katie Holmes?
Dawson's Creek. Is that what she's on as far as TV goes?
Okay, all right, yeah.
And she was
Do you see her boobs?
Oh, yeah.
Full frontal shot?
Absolutely.
Really?
And they're spectacular.
How are those nips?
Average size, I would say.
How about the areolas?
Same thing.
Average.
But she has such a tiny little waist and a tiny body, and the boobs are bigger than I thought they would have been.
Fantastic. See, now this
is worth going to the movie.
Now you give me a good review now.
Good information that you can use.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how many dolls do you
give
The Gift?
It was
a good
movie. I really enjoyed it. I got ripped to shreds in the post, but I like it.
But more importantly, you get to see the girl from Dawson's Creek's boobs.
Big time.
Big time. Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, what else?
Snatch. Okay.
Hey, here's why I would go see this one. It's got that Dennis, what's that actor's name?
Farina. I was going to talk about him.
Yeah. I like Dennis Farina.
Hey, how are you? From Chicago.
And I wish that he would do a picture with Scorsese, you mentioned him, with De Niro and with Pesci, a gangster film, because he is the same role. He plays the same role in every movie, a tough New York gangster. And that's what he is. He's again in this. This is a very convoluted film. It's basically about a diamond heist that goes wrong. It's funny, though. It's Pulp Fiction, violent, stupid, funny at times. Brad Pitt is a gypsy Irish boxer.
Now, when you say Pulp Fiction violent, I mean, I'll tone it down a little bit.
All right. But there's a lot of gunplay in it. For example, a guy buys a gun and he gets sold on it because it's heavy. And he says, hey, if you miss somebody, you can always throw it at them and hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
A dog swallows a squeak toy. Dog swallows a squeak toy, and then every time he barks, he has a little squeak going on.
The laughs are coming a mile a minute.
Brad Pitt's character is very funny. You can't understand a word.
Oh, does he have like an Irish accent or something like that?
It's they call Piker. It is an Irish gypsy accent.
Yeah, okay.
So you
he's
understand
pretty good. I saw the trailer.
Every third or fourth word,
right.
And people just look at him very funny as he's talking, and they yeah, right. And he's meaning one thing, and of course they think he's doing something else.
All right,
so it's a convoluted diamond heist movie. How many porcelain dolls?
Two and a half? Two and a half.
All right, what's the third movie?
The Pledge.
What is this?
Jack Nicholson.
I've seen the ads for this.
This is a movie directed by Sean Penn, and it has one of the better casts that you're going to see.
You got the anise eyes happening now, though.
Who?
Nicholson.
Yeah, yeah.
You see his eyes?
He does.
He's like, that's a lifetime of partying right there.
He is a retired Reno detective who takes on one final murder case after this child is murdered, and he promises the parents of this murdered child he's going to find out who killed him.
Hey, is it Kathy Griffin? Which is the one on Three Sisters that I hate? The one with red hair?
Kathy Griffin, I think.
Is Kathy Griffin in this movie?
No.
Okay, then it's an actress who looks like...
No, yeah, that's the mother. No, she looks like... I can't place her, but I've seen her in a lot of other things.
She hasn't been in one of those sitcoms, has she?
No.
Because I've seen
the
ads...
No, not the one Nick Nolte's girlfriend. It's not her either.
Where the mother says, you know, do you promise?
Yes.
Do I have your word?
He gets totally obsessed. And this movie is about how an obsession can overtake somebody, how it can almost destroy their lives. And even though he may win, he may never find out if he got to his goal, and just how this obsession that he has to find this killer, and he knows who it is, and he sees who it is, and he's trying to catch them, but does he ever? And that's what this film is all about. It's very depressing in the end.
This is why the convicts want to kill you. You basically have just told me that he doesn't get the kill.
I never said that.
You just said it's fair. Well, then why would it be depressing at the end?
Maybe he gets killed, or maybe someone else important gets killed.
How his obsession takes over him, it's depressing.
I hate depressing movies.
But it's
not uplifting at all.
It's a very good, the feel good hit of the year. Now, it's very well acted and very well done.
Besides the fact, I agree with you. You shouldn't have said that.
This was the one that I was kind of into maybe going to see.
Given you away anything with regards to the plot.
Okay.
I felt it was depressing.
How many porcelain dolls do you give it?
Three.
So that's the best one of the weekend.
Yeah, good movie.
Three.
That and the gift. Very good. And Snatch is not bad.
I still think it's why the jailbirds want to eat you.
Lucky me.
All right, and go see that George Clooney movie. Both of you guys. I highly recommend it.
All right, Get Out?
Yes, Get Out. Be glad that you're getting out without having to talk about how you... whatever we talked about last week with BJ's.
Okay,
and
I'm very pleased.
Run, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie. Whatever it was last week. And
there he goes.
I never thought I'd say this, but hey, convicts, our address is P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20006.
Yeah, because you know there are going to be some that are mad. Because I don't get mad at them like the cons do, but right. I got mad at him then.
Because, listen, he's fine to come in and review movies and stuff.
It's one of the worst things you can say. It gets very depressing at the end.
But
hey, thank you.
It's more fun to read in the mail about how you want to make love to him and then cut him up and eat him. So that's Don and Mike Show, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20006.
All right.
And that's attention, Charlie Stossel.
Fantastic.
two L's.
When we come back, how about we take phone calls?
Let's do.
The no calls, we'll do that when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can I ever repay you?
Well, a reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I had to fill it with premium.
Would you like me to take your pants off instead?
Gee, let me think. Sure.
The guaranteed cure for honeymoon fixitis. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, this has to be a fast break.
We spent way too much time with John Madden and Charlie Stossel. So let's bang out a couple of phone calls. Get to a brand new Jeff R.D. I can't wait for that one. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Let me something. Are you guys having a good week or what?
We are having a good week. And how are you doing? Are you having a good week?
Oh, that's important person.
Is this Ryder?
This is Ryder.
Yes, it is. Okay.
How you doing, Ryder?
Hi, Ryder.
Pretty damn good.
Remember, everybody, Ryder's the guy that we sent out to Reno to get laid.
Oh, yeah. It was sweet.
It was super sweet, and I liked the look on your face when we did that for you.
It was delicious.
he's still grinning about it.
Sure. What I was going to call you about is I was thinking about those ratings that were announced earlier this week.
Oh, the ratings, right.
It's about effing time, you know?
Well, we've been number one for a while there, Ryder.
They just like keeping it a secret. Although, you know, hold on, Ryder. I bet I got a promo here that you've never heard all week on WJFK.
Okay, let's hear it.
I think it's a beautiful promo. I wasn't aware that the station produced it until today. I've never heard this aired.
Oh. So because Jimmy McClure is filling it out.
So somebody tell me if you've ever heard this on WJFK.
Once again, the number one rated radio show in Washington is on 106.7 WJFK.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. We're number one 12 slots in our time slot. Men 25-54, you've rewarded us with the perfect share, a 10 share. Men 18-49, an 11.8 share. Men 18-44, another perfect 10 share. We can't thank you enough.
Don and Mike, number one. Again, 106.7 WJFK.
That's it.
That's great.
You know, I say to the people at the station, good job.
Mm-hmm.
How about running it?
Running it occasionally.
That'd be great. How about running it instead of running a Ron and Fez promo that's like 2 months old?
Very good.
Okay.
I hope they do that.
Run the promo.
Run it.
You made it. Run it.
Go ahead, Anna.
Have we ever played it one time on our show, Rob? Ever?
No, we never have room for promos because they sell too many commercials.
Oh,
we don't have room for promos because we sell too many commercials.
Well, run it on the times they don't have commercials.
Like the other 20 hours of the day.
There you go. Please do.
I mean, I'm not BSing you. That's a good strong. Listen to how that promo starts.
Once again, the number one rated radio show in Washington is on 106.7 WJFK.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of it is just us, you know, J-O-ing ourselves.
But it's good. Somebody's got to do that.
But it's true. We have the number one rated radio show out of any radio show in D.C. Mornings, afternoons, middays, nights.
Mm-hmm. So go on. Plug it in.
It'd be nice if the station played that promo once.
Please.
Please. I mean, you went to the trouble of making it.
Right.
Ryder, thank you.
Yes. You know what else?
What?
Bad
Ryder.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I got to delete that out. Wow. Goodbye, Ryder.
Bye, Ryder.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
He meant well.
He did.
I know he did. Hello.
He meant very well.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I got to tell you something. I just told Lisa.
Okay.
I sent for a couple of cookbooks that I saw on QVC, Light mm-hmm. Top Secret Recipes,
mm-hmm.
by Todd Wilber. I open the book, and I flip it open, and on the third page, you guys must know this, it's dedicated to you. And the dedication says, to Radio Gods, Don and Mike, my boys, my boys.
Did we know that?
I think so.
I know that the guy who wrote the Sabrina the Teenage Witch books dedicated a book to me and a book to you.
Another guy may have called us and said he was doing.
You used to help this guy sell a million books. Remember, he did Top Secret Recipes and
This is the guy who wrote the book, like, if you want to make a Big Mac at home, how you can make the sauce.
You can make Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, all those secret recipes. Yeah, he's been on the show before, right?
A million books for him, and I think he said that he was going to do it as a favor for you guys. His next book he was going to dedicate to you guys.
Well, he did, and it's in print, and it's dedicated to radio gods Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's great. What's the name of this guy's book?
The name of the book is Top Secret Recipes Light, L-I-T-E, exclamation point.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. That's where he takes all the good ones and makes them low-calorie. Very
all right.
Good.
Thank you for the tip.
Oh, it's great.
And he dedicated his follow-up book to me. It's dedicated to Buzz Burbank and his colon.
You're kidding
Honestly,
me.
No, seriously. And that book is called Low-Fat Top Secret Recipes, Creating Kitchen Clones of America's Favorite Brand-Name Foods.
And he dedicated you and your colon?
Yes,
colon.
To Buzz Burbank and his colon is what it says.
Wow. Well, Buzz, I know you've had proud moments, but
yes,
this has to be one of them.
Oh, it's very proud.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
That's good. I was just going to let you know that promo was played on the morning show this morning on JFK.
Really? Oh, they should play it every hour on the morning show.
But they did play it. I have heard it before.
Wonderful. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We should play it going into every and coming out of every stop set on the morning show.
Sing it from the highest mountaintop.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Like, hey, I was at one cooking with a woman. This woman.
Great. Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, you all have a good weekend.
We will. Goodbye.
And let's go, Bush.
I had plenty of you yesterday.
Oh, no, the day before.
It seems like yesterday.
Oh.
You going to be at the inaugural yourself, Dennis?
No, I'm just going to. You can come and watch it.
All right. See you, Dennis.
Oh, God. You have too much of me?
I'd like to smell that seed.
Bye, Dennis.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, bye, Dennis.
I'll see you all later.
Bye. Love you. See you.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I love you more.
No. I believe I love you more in this relationship.
Hey, Don, if we got canceled, I'll go with you to Bush inauguration.
Yeah, always a backup plan.
Not a chance. Bye, Dennis. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I heard that promo during the Liddy Show at noon.
Oh, all right. Well, then I stand corrected.
There you go.
You know.
Yeah, it was cool.
I thought I spent all my spare time listening to WJFK, but apparently there are times when I'm not always listening.
Somebody's not trying hard enough.
I guess not, Mike. All right, well, if they're playing the promo, more power to them.
Very good.
But play it more often.
Right.
Play it when I'm driving to work and when I'm driving home.
That's the most important time to play it.
That'd be nice.
That is the most important time to play it. The last break of the Liddy Show and the first break of the Sports Junkies.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. Don, I just had a quick question about that address. You said two L's. Is that in Charlie or in Stossel?
Two L's in Stossel.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Stossel, like tassel.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Tassel would be L-E. He's E-L.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
What's going on, you fat bastards?
Nothing, you stupid redneck.
Thank you. Hey, I wanted to know how many times you guys had to J.O. last night after smelling all that nice cunny that was in your room there yesterday. I imagine you had a marathon last night at home.
15, 16 times in the car alone.
Well, that's good, because I was doing it going down the road just listening to it, and I know you had to sitting there looking at it.
Right, because that's exactly what I did. I went home and I said, boy, let me think about all the cooter I smelled today.
Right. Of course, we smelled all of it. Right.
I bet you took that chair home and just smelled it all night long, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're right. Goodbye.
Radio gods.
Goodbye.
We made him happy, Don.
We get so many dumbass callers on this show. I mean, I know we're dumbasses.
We are.
So it's like, you know, it's like moth to the flame.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Did you guys happen to see Clinton last night on his farewell speech?
I missed that.
You know, they only gave President Clinton 5 minutes.
Only 5 minutes to say goodbye?
Like from 8 till 8:05.
Man. He has aged so much in this last year. It looked like somebody sucked the life out of him.
You know, they all do. It's pretty amazing when you look at the... Well, the only guy that didn't look all that much older, because he was old when he went in, was Reagan.
Reagan, right.
But, you know, inside, obviously, Reagan was aging.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but... But the life was never sucked out of him.
You remember how Carter looked like in that last month?
Carter was
incredible.
He'd
been beaten up.
Carter really was, I think, the biggest difference between the beginning and the end. It was just like, he looked like a California raisin.
I laugh now when I look at Jimmy Carter.
Yeah, I know, Jimmy Carter, yeah.
His big, gigantic teeth, his little Beetlejuice hat.
He's regenerating.
His hot daughter.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How's it going?
Hey, great.
Well, you watched the Coen Brothers movie?
Well, the one with George Clooney? Yeah, yeah. I loved it. Loved it.
Well, have you seen Big Lebowski?
Love that one, too.
I think that's the greatest movie of all time.
Big Lebowski is another one I would highly recommend.
Bowling movie, right?
Yes.
Because you haven't said anything about it, and I thought that was the greatest one.
No, I love that. Jeff Bridges is outstanding.
The dude.
Jeff Bridges is the dude.
I like the one they made down in Tampa.
What's that?
The Big Shrinsky.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes, we are.
Yes. I am going to be sitting in the same section as you guys tomorrow. And didn't know if you were going to be taking the metro or trying to drive in, but my girlfriend and I live on Capitol Hill, and we have space available by our house so you wouldn't have to deal with the parking around the Capitol, and as well as offering me to bring you out to breakfast in the morning before the event.
Oh, well, listen, there's nothing better. Let me take you off the air for a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second, please. Hold on. What line was he on? Anybody remember?
Nope.
Was it
six?
Is this you? Set? Okay, please take my voice off the air. My voice off the air. Mike, please fill.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Okay, call me at this number. But don't give this to your friends.
All right.
I'm going to give you a special 800 number. Call me as soon as we go to the break. 1-800. You guys, hey, listen, they're paying...
I'm sorry, what? No, just go ahead, take your call.
Just do the show.
I'm just padding.
1-800.
Pad. Pad, pad, pad.
Do you want the number or not? Do you want the number?
Offering great parking. What's he saying to you? He's selling it.
1-800-879.
It's a new one.
7825. It's not 1-800-ASK-FOR-ASS, because I know that you think that that's a joke. It's not. Okay? So, I'm going to put myself back on the air now. I'm going to put you back on the air. So, I would be...
All right, we're back. And Don's back after taking his call. It's a nice, generous offer from that man.
Call me during the break.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful.
What was the number? 1-800-LOVE-SUCK.
Well, you've done him a favor then.
Wet lesbo action. Live party line. Forbidden pleasures. These sluts do it all.
There you go.
All fetishes, no taboos.
Call me during the break. Done and done.
1-800-LIKE-SUCK.
LIKE-SUCK. Me like-suck.
Yeah, but, you know, I figure, right, I'm going to be going over to your house.
Sure, for breakfast. You'd be breakfast.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
You'd be breakfast with Chianti.
I'll see you there. We got the break. Thank you for all the great calls. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret song, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This house is so gone crazy.
There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, now listen, we've got a couple of things happening here in D.C. this weekend that you're going to be hearing about. The inauguration, of course.
Right.
That's the big story. My friends at the Republican Party got me a couple of nice upfront VIP tickets to the swearing-in ceremony. So me and Frida are going to go tomorrow morning.
Excellent.
And if it's a CF, I'll let you know about it.
So we'll have a very good eyewitness account of the inaugural.
Yeah. And I'm going tomorrow. We'll let you know what happens on Monday.
Good.
Also, homosexual Joseph is going there with the tape recorder. Joe is taking part in the anti-Bush
protest. Is it a gay anti-Bush protest?
Now, I know that, well, you know, gay men are anti-Bush.
Right.
You know, but I mean anti-Bush like genitals.
I know that there, you know, they've it's been in the papers that there are several major protests planned for the inauguration.
Joe's going down to cover the protest with a tape recorder, and he will have that tape for us on Monday. Next Friday, we broadcast live from Tampon Bay for Super Bowl 35.
All right.
And, you know, we're going to try a new format this year for the Super Bowl show. Uh-huh. Because, frankly, I think we've done it all. We've driven in cabs.
Yes, we have.
We've broadcast from Rudy's house.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go there next Friday, and we're just going to do a regular show.
We're going to do a regular show, and we're going to see who shows up.
Yeah. And, I mean, if we get a dickweed like that guy Stuart Scott, who comes on and runs us an attitude,
we will call him on it.
Yeah, well, there's the same thing that we would do on the radio show.
We'd
say, go away.
Right.
So next Friday, from the Super Bowl, it should be interesting because we're going to try very hard to just do a regular show for you.
Excellent.
And also, Rob would like me to remind you, please forget the inauguration.
Right.
Join Rob Spiewak at the Market Pro Computer Show.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Rob will be acting very presidential.
And if anyone shows up, I can get you upfront passes for that.
At the Montgomery County Fairgrounds, Rob will be in building number 6.
That's yes. Right.
Join Rob as he's sworn in.
I understand there'll be drawings every 15 minutes.
Okay.
Very complicated.
All the business is out of the way.
Yeah.
Time for a Friday favorite low-budget jeopardy. And someone joining us today,
yes,
as topical as today's headlines, and someone who has never been on the show before. Let me just say before this guy comes through the door that I want to smell his fingers. Ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
This is not my finest hour. I thought I'd come by to sit down and Mike. I failed you. I failed all my fans. This is not my finest hour.
May I smell your fingers?
I will let you smell my fingers. They smell attractive to you.
They smell boon-tangy.
I have lost all my power. I will be going into hiding for a number of days. I will be in hiding. I will not be taking phone calls. I'll be going far away because I've sinned and I've let you down. I did not mean to let you down, Don Geronimo. I didn't get to Buzz Burbank.
You didn't let me down. I don't give a rat's ass.
Michael Mara, Rob Spiewak, everybody with the Don and Mike show. May I sit down?
Yes, now, Reverend Jackson.
Right. I will continue to fight.
First, I want you to know something.
I will make this right.
That you are.
I will continue to look for women who are tight.
You on this show do not have to give us...
I just have to say something, if I can say...
The standard apology.
I'm so depressed. It's been a very trying time for me and my family. This is something that I will survive. I will try to survive it. But I right now I'm in a great deal of pain. Okay. And you will have to understand the pain that I'm in.
Okay, well then, let me see if I can help you through the pain.
I'm filled with remorse. My voice is getting hoarse.
Let's cut
I'm on the verge of divorce.
Let's cut through the...
Let's cut through the crap.
All of the...
I did not get the clap.
I know that you're repentant and that you're sorry, but...
My trouble... Don, I can say one thing about this.
Yes.
My trouble, they will soon pass. I don't think this will last. I soon will find another piece of ass.
I think we all want to know.
I'm very depressed about the situation, but you understand...
Was she a good lay?
She was fine. She was like fine wine. I enjoyed her company, and I fathered the child. But she was truly a quality lady. Great form, great breasts, beautiful, perky, pointed upwards breasts. They filled me with great desire.
How were her nips?
Her nipples were great. They made me want to go home and masturbate. I feel that someday she would be late. That, of course, was the case. She had the baby. She informed me of the child. I said I would support the child, and I've decided to support the child. And that is what I will do. I will do the right thing. And I make a statement to you, Don.
All right, here's another statement from Jesse Jackson.
You see, I will be the butt of jokes. People will make jokes. People will continue to prod and poke until I have a massive stroke. I did not, indeed, I must say, I plead guilty. I discarded a child. The weather was so very mild. This sex was so hot and wild. I have shed a lot of tears. There's been so much pain over the years. Now you know I don't like queers.
Yes.
I'm sorry for my action. I know this is a great distraction. My wife wants me in traction. Thank you very much. That is my statement. Now I can calm down. We can have a discussion of all the things around. And I will not act like a clown. Thank you, Don.
Did you write that song for Lionel Richie?
Oh, what a feeling.
On the ceiling.
I did indeed.
Yeah.
I did indeed. Right after we smoked some weed.
Oh.
It was lots of fun. But now we are done. And my career is no more fun.
Jesse?
Yes, Don?
Or may I call you Double J?
I would call me Reverend Jackson, please.
Okay, what church are you affiliated with?
Baptist. I'm a Baptist minister. I failed my congregation. I failed a lot of people who look up to me. And I feel very bad. That's why I'm going away with no glee. Whoop-dee-dee.
Was she tight?
She was tight. She was all right. She was indeed out of sight.
Did you ever take her from the rear?
I took her from the rear. Because she was so dear. And she knew I was not a queer. Thank you very much. She is very fantastic. I can say, a man has distractions. There are distractions every day. Every day that a man sees a lady who is as pretty as she was. And I looked at the curve of her buttocks. I looked at the shape of her breasts. And I was truly a mess. Finally, I let go. And I cut loose. And I said, I must have this lady now.
And then let me ask
it's
you
very important for me to have the lady now. And that's where I took her.
This is...
A congregation, back to masturbation.
This is a serious question.
Serious questions I can answer.
President Clinton, say what you will about him.
Yes, of course. He's a friend, a trusted friend.
He never put it in Monica Lewinsky.
He's a trusted friend.
And planted his demon seed.
He did not plant his seed.
How come you simply did not cut loose in this girl's hair... Let this girl...
Oh, I can answer that, John.
...perform oral sex on you.
He did not plant his seed. Unlike me, he did not have the need. I knew it might risk divorce, but I did crave intercourse. So that was why I was in that situation. I think that what you have to understand is that I had a need that was so great that I could not hesitate. And I took her... When I had the chance, and she grabbed my giant lance. I'm very happy right now to be sharing this, purging it. I counseled the president, but we didn't have a counseling session back then. He had the problems with Miss Lewinsky.
You didn't? So you weren't counseling him? Because at the time you were counseling him, you showed up with this girl you had knocked up, right?
Yes, we were not talking about counseling. We were talking about all the people that were around, who were found, and who were nice and round. I tell you right now, the president is a friend. He is someone who has shared with me his visions of Usipe.
Oh.
Usipe is the greatest thing in the world. And I said that to him. I said, is there anything like Usipe? He laughed. We shared a moment, a wonderful moment together. And he understood that it is the greatest thing on the face of the planet. I think we all agree. We are all men.
Yes.
We are heterosexual. Mm-hmm. And we must say that Usipe makes our day. I feel good to talk about Usipe. There's nothing quite like the shape of a woman's private area. And... The top side is not bad either. Don't you understand?
The breasts, I know what you're talking about.
Jesse Jackson is just a man.
Yeah.
He is a man who has his needs. That is why he has to plant his fertile seed. That's what I have to share with you, and I'm sorry. I apologize to all the people who made me so powerful, who have shared with me the power, and I am sorry.
Now, are you still going to bang other women?
I will not. It cannot be done. I've been exposed.
Are you lying?
She has got me by the nose. She will not propose. I will tell you right now, those days are gone. I will not do that anymore.
Really?
Not really.
Okay. I didn't think so.
You are sharing the truth with me. I tell you right now.
So you will continue to cheat.
I will continue to cheat if I feel it is neat. Until I feel that my seat is complete.
Do you feel that eating is cheating?
I do not like that. Eating is not what I do. I don't care for that.
So you never one time with this girl, you never...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Probably once or twice.
Oh, so you did.
She found it quite nice. She asked for it thrice. So I said, do you like the way I do it? She says, go to it. You can make me move it. I saw her honey pot. She saw my money shot. I'm very excited.
So you would have been in, you would not have been in the situation.
Yes, Don.
If you had just let her see your money shot.
In the event that she let me see the money shot, if I saw the money shot with her, I would still be in power. I would be in power today, and I would not be acting this way, where every single time I have to speak in rhyme, it is not my style all the time for a while. I just am very nervous, much like purpose.
Why didn't you wear a rubber?
Because in the heat of passion, we actually went down the highway that was the wrong way to go. But I have supported her, and I will continue to support her. And so I can only apologize. That's what I do to you. I apologize to all my followers. And I will do it again. I will not do it again.
But you just told me you would.
That's because I lied. I'm confused. I feel used. I can't find anything to rhyme with used.
Do you want booze?
I want booze. A big bottle of booze.
And you want to schmooze?
I do not want to drink. I need some time to think. This whole thing beginning to stink. I tell you right now, I will not do a cow.
Oh, so you would not have sex with, like, for instance, Monica Lewinsky?
No, I will avoid the cows. That's what I told the president. I said, President Clinton, if you can avoid the cow, that would be the best thing to do. America will not respect you for going after a cow. She is a cow. A gigantic cow. Please, not now. Can't you please do someone skinny? That is really my friend Jimmy. That is not a big, big skinny. If you do a woman who is skinny, it is fantastic. There's nothing like intercourse. You have said that on the show, Don. I've listened to you preach.
I love intercourse.
You've talked about intercourse being great.
I love intercourse.
I tell you, there's nothing like intercourse. And I paid my dues. I paid my dues for a long time, and that's why I will pay the dues and continue to pay the dues, even though I have this bad case of the blues.
Did she give you any kind of...
I want to take a snooze.
Did she give you any kind of sexual diseases?
She did not give me disease. All she aimed to do was please. She brought me to my knees. I am very sad. I've been very bad. But why do I feel so glad?
At any point after the relationship, did you have any sores on your genitals?
There were no sores coming out of my pores. I've never been with whores. She was a good lady. I can't rhyme with lady. I'm running out of rhyme. I'm getting very tired. I'm very, very wired. And I am oh so tired. I hope you forgive me.
Are you still horny?
I am very horny. From evening to morning. I want morning. I want as much as I can, but I can't. I have to go into seclusion. That's what I will be doing for the next few days. I will be going into seclusion for the next few days.
Now, what about you? You were going to leave one of these big protests tomorrow.
I was going to protest, but unfortunately, due to the distractions that we have, with all the distractions coming, you know, right and left accusations flying, people stretching the truth out of proportion, I will not lead. I will not be leading the demonstrations about everything that is wrong, but I will be back after a short heart attack.
Now,
I will come back. I promise you that.
How is your wife reacting to this?
She is very angry. She is very mad. She does not understand why I am so glad. She will hit me in the eye. She will hit me in the nose. She will kick me in my private area. And she will bloody my nose. She is not a happy lady at this time. Would your wife be happy? Nobody's wife would be happy. But I will be back, and I have shown great contrition. and I will try another position. I feel good. Talking to you is purging my soul, Don. We should have more meetings like this when you counsel me during our prayer breakfast. This is a wonderful prayer afternoon breakfast. Even though you do not eat breakfast in the afternoon,
no, you don't.
Eat lunch.
It'll be a brunch.
This is a prayer brunch.
A prayer brunch.
Thank you, Don. You've been a very good supporter of me, and I appreciate it.
Well, Double J, I have been.
It's wonderful.
And frankly, you know, my criticism of you over the years has been that I've never understood exactly what your job is.
My job right now is to go into hiding for as long as possible and let the storm clouds pass away. And then I will come back on another day to see you and yours and have another prayer brunch and talk about whores. How do you like me? Do you like green eggs and ham?
How is your penis?
My penis is very, very limp due to the fact that I cannot even think in that area right now. I'm refraining from all thoughts of sexuality. I cannot think of sexuality.
What if I was to bring in a lovely... Hey, Lisa, come in here for a second.
Good idea.
What if I was just to show you a real... I mean, this girl, our sister producer, Lisa, she's hot. She looks like Faith Hill.
Faith Hill, the country singer.
Take a look at her.
Okay.
Now, I mean, I don't mean to use her as a sex object, but frankly, she's a gorgeous woman.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think it's the time or the place
to be... I would
like to
see your reaction.
I will react to her. Well, hello.
Here she is.
Oh, wow.
Now, Lisa, don't you know, turn it down. Just be yourself.
It's nice to meet you. I'm going through a lot of pain.
Nice.
Welcome to a prayer brunch. You are very attractive. I will not make eye contact. That would distract me.
Oh, Jesse, look.
What I'm doing right now.
I have a pen in my hand.
Yes, you do.
I've dropped it.
Oops.
Lisa, would you pick that up, please?
Sure, will.
Oh, there we go. This is very bad for me. Please have her leave the room. You are tempting me. You are Satan. You are making me take that bite out of the apple. I will not take the bite out of the apple right now. There is no way I will take it. Please take her away. Go, young lady. Go away. Walk through the door, please. Please.
Hi, Reverend Jackson.
And may I ask one request before you go?
Yes,
please walk slowly.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
She's on, huh?
Well, that was a very nice treat. She was very kind and sweet.
And probably very good to eat.
True quality. Like a good piece of meat. Fantastic. You're trying to make me bad, but I will not be bad. I will be sad and glad. I have been had.
Okay, Reverend Jackson.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for allowing me to purge the way I feel about all of the situations that I have gone through. I'm very sad. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Buzz.
Thank you.
I do not thank you, Rob Bay.
Oh.
But you know why.
Why?
You know why. He is evil incarnate.
No.
He's a bad boy.
Oh, you know he's like a KKK.
Very bad boy. No. I do not like you.
Hitler Youth, Rob Spiewak.
All right, keep hanging out with that lady friend of yours,
then. Okay, I will fight you.
Okay.
I will hit you hard. I will hit you hard. And I will not be hard.
No.
For a long time.
You will be flaccid.
For a very long time.
Flaccid.
Thank you, Don.
You're very welcome.
Very tired.
I know you are.
I will relax.
And how embarrassing is it that the National Enquirer is the publication that outed you?
Inquiring minds want to know. They do not care who they damage or blow. I will go hide somewhere in the snow. That's what I will do. They are a dirty rag. They once called me a fag. And now they try to brag. Of a cigarette, I will take a drag.
Listen, the Reverend Jesse Jackson,
yeah,
making his first ever appearance on the show.
It is a crappy mag.
We could not be happier. He's going to stay for Low Budget Jeopardy today.
Fantastic. Where's my handbag?
And our phone number is 877-365-3636.
Call him now and do not lag.
I think we have a champion, so we just need a challenger if you get on the line right now.
Call right now and you can participate in Low Budget Jeopardy. A great, great thing. For everybody and all America.
And who knows, Rev, maybe a hot girl will call.
I will keep hope alive.
Maybe a hot, horny girl will call.
Now, you just behave yourself right now. We can talk about that later. Pussy pay.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice, big pussy pay.
Okay.
Tight.
Tight. Pay. Tight. We'll be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's up, guys?
Tom, Gavin, you're a monster. You have shown me something.
No!
Tom, Gavin, it's 2001. You got to show me something more.
Yes. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to say.
Don and Mike, live at the Super Bowl this Friday. They will show you something.
Yep.
Broadcasting under the protective umbrella of the PTAA, the Don and Mike Show.
Let me tell you something, Double J.
Thank you, Don. What would you like to tell me?
I've been around a lot of famous people.
Thank you.
I've been around a lot of not-so-famous people.
Yes, what can I do for you?
You are the horniest guy I have ever been around.
I appreciate that.
During the commercials.
Yes.
I'm telling you, what we're getting here on the air is not the real Jesse Jackson.
Right. I would appreciate
that I've been talking to during the commercial.
During our prayer brunch, please keep some of the things to yourself. It's important to keep the things to yourself. I do not want you to share all the things that we have been discussing in private. It would not be a good idea. And I would like to make an announcement for my upcoming schedule, which has been modified.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Jesse Jackson.
Friend, there's been a great deal of trepidation in my life. A lot of problems that I have had. A lot of things I've gone through. And I would like to announce I will still be doing speaking engagements around the country where people would like to hear me.
Okay.
But they will not be the normal venues where you would see me speak. I will be flying right after the show that we are doing here now.
Yeah.
I will be showing up at the Hawaiian Tropic Contest in Maui, Hawaii, where there will be some of the finest bikini-clad women, and I will be judging. The Hawaiian Tropic Contest.
Do you know Shiloh?
No, I've not met Shiloh. She's been on the show. I've seen her on the website, 2expos.com. But then I will be flying back to California, where I will be at the Playboy Mansion of celebrating Hef's birthday. And then, of course, I will do a tour of various Hooters restaurants around the country, where I will be signing autographs and signing several other things like breasts and buttocks. Thank you.
And finally, Reverend Jackson.
Yes, finally, I would like
to... What would you say
yes.
to those who say you have been a role model and you have let America down beyond your apology?
I would say that they have to keep hope alive, that they cannot judge me for one simple indiscretion.
Well, it was more than one, though.
It was several. That is why she
Hundreds of times, right?
Maybe thousands, maybe millions. But this is not the time to count. It is not a good time to count. We should actually not make the judgment on a man for one or 1,000 times, but rather the measure of his life is how good a guy he is with the other guys. We are buddy-buddy. We had a good afternoon in our prayer brunch.
We are friends.
And I see no reason why we should label or judge or cast stones
when
it's really not necessary at all.
Let me ask this. If, in fact, you obviously you've been busted by the National Enquirer.
Yes, the National Enquirer has outed my affair, and I'm not happy about it.
When I smelled your fingers today...
Yes.
Why did your fingers still smell like poontang?
Because I think that was the smell already in your nose.
No.
I cannot claim responsibility.
No, it was not.
These hands have been touched by God.
Rob, go smell his fingers. And tell me if you smell poontang.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't trust you anyway. You would say anything to make me look bad.
All right, what about him? What? You'll find no bigger liberal than Buzz Burbank.
Okay, now smell him.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to say, in my defense, earlier today, I was eating fried clams. That may be what you smell. I would not claim responsibility. I'm right now trying to get my life back together. And you should please respect that and try to understand that I'm trying to do this now. I'm trying to do this as hard as I can so I can regain the power of the people to support me.
When's the last time that you had that you diddled this woman?
The finger you do pantomime. Is that the pantomime?
Yeah.
When you wave your fingers up and down, when they go crazy like a spider, where they are being waved about,
yeah.
All in a crazy way.
Yes.
Is that the pantomime for diddle?
You made the pantomime for Ditto. I do not remember the last time I did that, but it could have been in the limo. Coming over here now. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, and keep hope alive.
Rev?
Yes, Don?
Double J, let's play our game.
It will be a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's play Love of Jeopardy now with the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Jesse, tell us about our contestants, please.
Gladly. This is Love of Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is a marketing consultant from Dawntown. Let's say hi to Frank Millen.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Reverend Jesse. Happy Father's Day. Hello, Lord Quizmaster.
Hi, buddy.
And now entering the studio is our returning champion. His successful one-day total is $59. He is a computer programmer from Springfield. Let's say hi to Cliff Kurt.
Hello, Cliff.
Hello, gentlemen.
Cliff, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, could you tell us how it's changed your life?
I'm headlining the South Carolina Inaugural Ball.
Fantastic, and a great one-liner. Now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Frank and Cliff. Do not screw.
Don't screw.
With LQ.
With LQ.
He will go boo-hoo. And please say hi to Alex Kubek Geronimo.
Thank you, Double J. Cliff and Frank, don't forget, I live with my mom wearing clip-on tie, super Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Unless we're playing the game, then it's LQ, Lord Quizmaster.
Clip-on tie.
And always call him Double J.
Thank you, Don. Good to be here. We're having fun time on the game. It's taking my mind away from my problems.
Here are your categories, guys, and they are: how many days we looking at? Name that Golden Globe nominee.
The Golden Globes. I love Golden Globes.
Name more Golden Globes.
That's another good category. I do hope Golden Globes are what you're thinking about.
Yes.
Very good, Don.
New on home DVD.
DVDs, I've got a rather large selection.
Any by Andrew Blake?
All of them by Andrew Blake.
And also states and capitals.
It's good to be educational. I am no longer the role model I once was, but I do believe in education.
So here are your categories one more time, guys. They are: how many days we looking at?
Okay.
Name that Golden Globe nominee.
I love the Golden Globes.
Name more Golden Globes.
I love more Golden Globes.
New on home DVD.
Home DVD.
States and capitals.
States and capitals.
And Frank, you are the challenger. We'll start with you.
Frank, you are the challenger.
States and capitals for one, please.
Beautiful. It is the capital of the great state of Michigan.
What is Lansing?
Right.
You are on the board with $1. Now it's time to select again.
Reverend Jackson.
Yes, Don.
At any time during this sexual relationship.
Yes.
Did you have to have anything lanced?
No, there was no need for lancing. I am free of a venereal disease. If that is what you're getting at, I do not. I would show you, but there is no need. I do not have any kind of open sore.
What about her cooter?
Absolutely perfect. Absolutely.
Could she have been in our contest yesterday?
You are mistaking me for the leader of the land, at least now, Bill Clinton, who would chase anything. I go for quality over quantity.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Frank.
Hey, listen, just let me say this. I saw the girl's picture in the paper.
Uh-huh. Yes.
She ain't no beauty contest winner.
Well, I'm also a man of advanced age. I'm not as young as I used to be, and it is necessity over the pursuit. When the woman is there, you have to grab the hair. Thank you.
Go again, please.
States and capitals for two, please.
What was that sound?
Somebody's phone's ringing.
That's mine. I'm not going to answer it. Go ahead.
That's not too annoying with 6 million listeners.
It's not too annoying.
All right, I'm turning it off.
Okay. It is the capital of Florida.
What is Tallahassee?
Righto.
$2 for Frank. Frank is doing a good job. Now you can select again.
States and capitals for three, please.
It is the capital of Wisconsin.
What is Madison?
Oh, you barely pulled that one out of your ass.
Frank, you have run the category. We are happy for you. Select another category, please, Frank.
How many days we looking at?
All right.
For one.
Calendar year 2001. This year. How many days we looking at?
What is 365?
Well, no, dumbass. You didn't even let me finish the category.
Oh.
No. You see, I'm going to give you a month, and you tell me how many days are in the month.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Cliff, it's your chance to steal.
Who was that incidentally, Jay?
That was Frank.
Take a dollar away from him.
That knocks you down to five because you are so overzealous. And please do not be overzealous in the future. Okay, Frank?
Yes, sir.
Very good. And keep the phone off.
Hey, you missed a good opportunity, though, there, Jesse.
I did.
He's overzealous, and your wife is jealous.
Oh, that's right. He's overzealous. My wife is jealous. What rhymes with those two? I do not know. Boo. Cliff, your chance to steal.
Okay.
How many days are we looking at? January.
What is 31?
Correct.
$1 for returning champion Cliff.
Frank, I thought you were going to turn that phone off.
Frank, pull it out of the wall. You are beginning to stall.
It is done.
I will keep you in your right ball. All right, Cliff.
Okay, let's do how many days for two?
September.
What is 30?
Correct again.
$2 for you, Cliff. Now, select again, please.
And how many days for three?
April.
What is 30?
Correct again.
$3. Way to go, Cliff. You have won the category. Now, select again.
Thank you. Let's do new on home video for one.
All right, new on home DVD for one. Stars Bruce Willis.
Don't know.
Frank.
What is Unbreakable?
No.
Nope. The kid.
Like the kid I've fathered.
That's right.
Cliff, you're in control.
Let's go new on home video for two.
Stars Jamie Foxx.
Don't know.
Frank, it's your time to steal.
I don't know.
No.
Bait. She had the bait. I took the bait. Hook, line, and a sinker.
You couldn't wait to take the bait.
I could not wait to take the bait. It was much better than to masturbate. Cliff, you're in control.
I hate to do it, but let's try the same category for three.
Stars Richard Gere.
What, Richard Gere, what is?
Frank, it is your chance to steal.
What is The Domination?
Autumn in New York.
And Cliff, you are in control.
Okay, let's try Golden Globe nominees for one.
All right, here you go.
The Golden Globes.
Movie stars Russell Crowe nominated for Best Picture Drama.
Oh, what is The Crow?
The Crow. You are so slow. Hey, Frank, your chance to steal.
What is Gladiator?
Yeah, right. Little movie maybe you've heard of called Gladiator.
I love that. When all the gladiators get around and try to kill the crow. Frank, you're in control.
Golden Globe nominee for two, please.
Stars George Clooney nominated for Best Picture Musical or Comedy.
Let me see.
I only spent the last hour talking about this movie on this freaking show.
Cliff, you are in control now to steal.
What is The Perfect Storm?
No.
Right. Oh, brother, where art thou?
Brother, where art thou? Thou art in the Jesse Jackson doghouse. Frank, you're in control.
Golden Globe nominee for three, please.
Title of the movie that garnered John Cusack a nomination for Best Performance in a Musical or Comedy.
What is High Fidelity.
No.
Cliff,
I got to go with your first answer.
Your chance to steal.
What is High Fidelity?
Correct.
$3 for you, Cliff. Now move on to another category.
Let's go with more Golden Globe nominees for one.
All right. Star of Friends.
I like the category.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, but go ahead.
Hey, Frank, your chance to steal.
Don's girl. Who is Jennifer Anderson? Aniston.
I'm going to give it to him even though he said Jennifer Anderson.
Jennifer Anderson.
Jennifer Aniston. And, of course, you know, it's her milkshake machines, her jaw.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Gun zobulators.
Yeah.
Organs. Titanic orbs of flesh. Frank, you're in control.
More Golden Globes for two, please.
Queen of Teeny Bop Pop, she says she's still a virgin.
Who is Britney Spears?
Right.
$2 for you, Frank. And Britney Spears has great globes.
I agree.
You're in control.
More Golden Globes for three, please.
Co-star of Traffic. Her globes got even more golden when she was pregnant recently.
It was Catherine Zeta Jones.
Right.
Catherine Zeta Jones gives us all the big bones.
that's the end of the game.
That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy. I was thinking about Catherine Zeta Jones and my bones. I was.
Would you have her in a truck?
Would you have her in a truck? Would you ever for good luck? I would not ever underground. I would ever safe and sound. This is mighty fun. Mighty fun.
Hold on, please.
We are having so much fun doing the rhymes.
We are.
I did not do it in the car. I did not do it in the yard. I did not do it at my place. I did not do it in the face. I do not like being in this jam. I do not like it, Jackson. I am.
Okay. We'll be back with Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building.
Hellcats of the Airwaves, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'm here with Jesse Jackson.
And I just want to say it's good to be here with you, Don. I've enjoyed my time.
Jesse Jackson, certainly not relaxing. Looking for some action is Jesse Jackson.
Thank you for rhyming. You have good timing. I can't think of anything else with timing. My brain is mush. I tell you to go hush. Thank you. Look at how my dog's letting go mush.
Let's not play Final Low Budget Jeopardy now. We have the two contestants here, and here they are. They are Cliff and Frank.
Cliff and Frank, take it to the bank.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Hello.
Here you go. I think it's a pretty easy Final Low Budget Jeopardy for you. It's simply true or false. Okay? True or false. Billy Bob Thornton is a cross-dresser. Okay?
We were talking about Connie, but that is very funny. Thank you, Don. Almost time for me to be gone.
Guys, true or false, Billy Bob Thornton is a cross-dresser. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and take the phone out of whatever orifice you have it in.
That's funny.
Good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive my new book, How to Pick Up Chicks at Church. You get all my special tricks, like making eye contact from the pulpit, shaking hands in that special way, and my secret technique that makes the ladies beg for more. How to Pick Up Chicks in Church is a must-read if you, like me, are a very horny worshiper. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Fitz, Geronimo.
Thank you, Reverend Jackson. Okay. Here we go. Time to shock some contestants. What, well, who do I want to talk to first here, Jeff?
The man on the totem pole is Cliff Kurt.
All right, Jess, here we go. Cliff, true or false, Billy Bob Thornton is a cross-dresser.
I'm going to say what is false.
That is incorrect.
I'm sorry, that knocks you down to zero.
And Frank.
How can you be a redneck and a cross-dresser? What is false?
So it's true, and
they
I will
not win.
And I will give you proof.
Okay.
Quote, Billy Bob Thornton, Entertainment Weekly magazine. I wear Angelina Jolie's underwear every day. I especially like her pink underpants with the big bow on them.
But can I say something, Don?
Yes. Yes.
Do not judge Billy Bob. Billy Bob wears panties. I'm wearing panties.
Oh, you're wearing panties.
I am wearing pretty pink panties right now. It is more comfortable when you're on the road. So do not cast stones at Billy Bob Thornton. Thank you.
Well, the point is that he does wear his wife's underwear. He is quoted as saying he enjoys wearing her underwear a lot.
He's a freak.
He may not be a fag. He may not be a fag.
He especially likes the pink ones with the big bows on them. Well, fooled fooled you, Frank. Fooled you, Cliff.
Yep.
That means it's the type of game that only Al and Line One would love because we're giving away no money today. So, guys, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is Jesse Jackson to tell you about your gifts. Jeff.
First of all, you have won a VHS copy and see the soundtrack of Me, Myself, and Irene. Me, Myself, and Irene, now available on DVD and video. Rent it tonight or buy that special edition DVD available January 23rd. But wait, there's more. You have won a VHS copy of The Bitch, along with a CD soundtrack of the movie The Bitch.
No. At the beach.
Oh, I was preoccupied.
I know you were.
Starring Leonardo DiCaprio, now available to own on DVD and VHS. Thank you, Frank and Cliff. Thanks for playing the game.
Very nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend. Thank you. We do appreciate you listening. And, well, Reverend Jackson, what can I say? You're off for a weekend of just pee-whipping.
I will be suffering greatly.
Ass-kissing.
I deserve my suffering. I will take it in silence, and I will be back. I will regain my power, and I will be looking for me in the future, but not anytime soon. I am going to go away for a long time.
To the moon.
To the moon.
To the moon.
Thank you, Don. Keep hope alive.
I am, and Reverend Jackson, can I smell your fingers one more time?
Sniff away before I say good day. What do you think? How do you like that stink?
I think with that stink, your fingers were in something pink.
Thank you. Your rhyme is right on time.
Thank you, Reverend Jackson. Always remember, never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Quran Incorporated and is distributed by King World. It's been a gas. Check out my vision.
There he goes.
Boy, he's under a lot of pressure now.
Yeah, too bad.
I'm telling you, he still smells like Boomtang. I mean, I don't know if it was under his fingernails or what.
Who knows?
Maybe.
But the guy smelled like Boomtang. Hey, yep. Speaking of, it's time for Buzz of the Movies.
Speaking of.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead made-up story tonight?
Tonight, Bill Clinton, off the hook and out the door.
Ah, Bill Clinton. Okay, but please stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and
coming
comments.
Up coming on up. The Don and Mike
Don
Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. Now I will go to the confessional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
As enigmatic as Buzz Burbank's so-called belly button, the Don and Mike Show.
Right. It's tighter than a nun's cunny right there.
Yeah.
That's big time radio you're getting, everybody. Big time. And now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Bill Clinton will not be prosecuted, and he will not lose his law license. That's part of the deal that Clinton's lawyer struck today with the independent counsel.
Clinton.
In exchange, Clinton will pay a fine and surrender for 5 years his license to practice law in the state of Arkansas. He also admits he made false statements in the Monica Lewinsky case.
Shocker.
But that brings to an end the 6-year Whitewater investigation that, at tremendous cost to the taxpayers, investigated a number of charges that never held up. In the end, only one charge stuck, that the president was less than truthful about his affair with Monica Lewinsky.
So that's it. He's out now, and he's free to go to Hogs and Heifers tonight.
Exactly.
And what
would be the total tally on that? Do they have a total number? I mean, it was way back when. It was $40 million.
Right, and then another independent counsel was launched. A new guy took over, and he investigated for an additional 6 months. I haven't seen a tally on that, but you know, based on the other one, it doesn't come cheaply.
I'm like Hogs and Heifers.
The woman who set off the impeachment of President Clinton has been fired from her job. Linda Tripp is out at the Defense Department, but there's disagreement about why. The White House says
she's such an ugly hag.
Oh, even since the facelift, do you think?
Hi there. Are you a large person?
There she is. That's her.
The White House says it's because she refused to quit, as other political appointees do when a new president comes to town.
But she is such a skank. She is totally an a-hole. She's a skank on ice.
Absolutely. Linda's lawyer says it's revenge. He calls it vindictive, mean-spirited, and wrong.
Right. And you want to talk about Cooter. that would never win a beauty pageant.
Oh, man, that's a bear trap.
I mean, that's like a garbage disposal. Really.
President Clinton will do what other outgoing presidents have done. He'll leave a note to his successor in the Oval Office desk.
Oh, I thought that he would go to various parts of the House and urinate.
Marking his territory.
You know, that could be. But Clinton won't say what he wrote in the note, just as he's never said what was in the note that W's dad left for him.
F you.
The departing White House press secretaries also leave a note for their replacements inside a bulletproof vest that hangs in a closet.
Same thing. F
Clinton
you.
Doesn't put any big words in it.
F you. I saw, who was the one before June Lockhart? Oh, Dee Dee Skank.
Right.
It's Joe Lockhart was the guy who had the job.
Right, Dee Dee Myers.
Dee Dee, Dee, Dee Skang.
Right.
And I'll say this, I saw her on TV today being interviewed, and as big a dog as she was when she had that job,
right,
6 years of working in television, they fixed her up,
right,
except if you're listening, Dee Dee, and I know she's in town, please, two words, lip waxing. You still got a mustache, honey. You got to get rid of the upper lip hair.
Right.
Dee Dee Skank, Dee Dee Myers.
Mike McCurry waxes his lips.
He does. Oh, good news, Don. Your tickets are good. The organizers of the Bush inauguration say it seems likely the event will be held outside after all.
Well, that confirms it. I won't be selling those tickets on eBay. I'll be there tomorrow morning.
You will be an eyewitness to the inaugural festivities. Because there's cold, rain, sleet, and snow in tomorrow's forecast, there was talk of moving it into the Capitol building. That would have limited the audience to about 1,000 people, senators and other dignitaries mostly. The 199,000 other inaugural ticket holders would have been turned away.
There they are.
But now,
there's some of the revelers.
Now event planners say they're leaning toward keeping it outdoors, whatever the weather may be.
Yeah. We're excited. Hey, the Republicans got me some kick-ass seats.
They did.
I'm going to be right up by the stage. I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
I'll give you a report on Monday.
All right.
Come on.
Enjoy. All right.
Come on, be happy for
me. No, I can't.
I never get excited about politics, and finally I got an up-close seat.
It's the enemy. I'm going to get you excited about our side someday.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't do it. The Republicans bought me over.
They bought yours. I am going to make every effort in the next election to get the Democrats to buy you. I'm going to start. I'm starting right now. I'm going to start. You're going to be shocked. Howard with gifts.
Right. All right, I'm waiting to see it.
You can be bought, can't you?
Of course.
There you go.
Of course.
I'm going to get my Democratic brethren to help you out.
I'm as loyal as the money is green.
It's a
new car, Mom.
George W. Bush has made it clear that it's a good thing Comedy Central's backing off. The network plans to run a sitcom, as we told you yesterday, called That's My Bush, about the family of a president named Bush. Show's producers wanted to portray his daughters as hot and sexy, maybe as lesbians. The network has since said no to that idea, and last night the real Mr. Bush told 2020, I'm going to be angry at people mistreating my girls in the public arena. I'm fair game. Laura's semi-fair game, but the girls aren't. I mean that, end quote.
Bush.
The Bushes also say they will serve liquor at the White House, but quoting W, just some of us won't drink it.
How old are his daughters?
19. 19-year-old twins.
Well, hey, 19.
Twins,
old enough
Don.
To drink? Mm-hmm. Old enough to swing.
Hope they never meet swing. That woman's husband.
Yo, yo, how you doing? My name is Swing.
I don't think they'll do that kind of film.
The wife of the man who becomes president at noon tomorrow says the ruling that legalized abortion should not be undone. Laura Bush says the Supreme Court's Roe versus Wade decision should not be overturned. Her husband has talked about appointing new Supreme Court justices who'd be inclined to dump the ruling. And yesterday, as recently as yesterday, W said he would not rule out asking that the ruling be overturned. But the soon-to-be First Lady has made her position clear. Quoting her, I think there are a lot of ways we could reduce the number of abortions, and I agree with my husband on that issue.
I just want to say something. After 8 years of Hillary,
right.
I'm ready for a Mrs. White House who just shuts the frig up.
Well, she's this God, one's already
I,
talking.
I really
oh, my God.
Okay, Rush. I'm ready for one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is not. You put her in a nice apron.
Uh-huh. 8 years. Yes. It's not the thing about what you're saying. It's the 8 years of Hillary. It sounds. I'm getting nervous here. I'm getting very, very nervous.
No.
You know, I'm thinking, you know, the bought out stuff and the tickets and stuff, they're just winning you over, man.
There's no reason to think that any of that has.
Frida, you talk to him all all weekend, please.
No, Frieda, don't talk to me this weekend.
You give him a good lecture, please.
Listen.
get his mind right.
Why doesn't Laura Bush have a watch?
Why?
Because the stove has a clock on it.
No.
You know what I say? Let Laura Bush spend her time buying china. And beyond that, shut your pie hole.
I think you've gotten your wish.
She's already talking.
I think you've gotten your wish.
No, she's talking. She's rapping about abortion.
Right. She's speaking her mind. She's just disagreeing with the president.
Shut up. Shut up.
Already there's trouble.
Get your picture taken. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. S-H-A-D-D-U-P.
Shut up. Authorities in England have taken custody of the internet-adopted twins who've been in the news lately.
Hello, we're taking the babies.
This one day after the birth mother said she wants the babies back. The six-month-old girls were adopted through the internet by a couple in California. The mother and the internet broker then allegedly kidnapped the babies and sold them for twice the price to a couple in Great Britain. So now three mothers are fighting for custody. In this country, the FBI is investigating. In Britain, Prime Minister Tony Blair calls the case deplorable. He's also calling for new adoption laws in his country.
This is Tom Baudet. What you see is what you get with females for hire.
There he is. All right. And former NFL player Ray Carruth has been found guilty of conspiracy to commit murder. He has been found innocent, however, of the most serious charge, first-degree murder.
Ah, praise Jesus.
Carruth had been accused of arranging the killing of his pregnant girlfriend. He was also convicted today of discharging a firearm into occupied property and...
See, I told you it would work!
...and of using an instrument to destroy an unborn child.
Got you, Buzz. Hold on a second, please.
All right.
We got a break. More news, more comments coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. What else is on here, man? What else is on, huh?
Awfully odd, you're in my favor.
Hey, Lukey. It's Robert Goulet.
That'll be enough of that
Damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Boy, my boy. Buzz.
Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, guys. This year's no different. The NFL is busy going after the people who sell counterfeit Super Bowl merchandise. They say the first thing to look for is how it's spelled. If Super Bowl appears as one word, it's bogus. It's the Super Bowl.
Charlie had the mind of a child.
Two words.
Super.
Mm-hmm.
Bowl.
Two words, Charlie.
Bowl. Super Bowl. Joe, I need another crayon.
Oh.
You. You're very good, you.
I'm sorry, Charlie. I screwed up again.
You did.
Get to know Charlie.
Uh-huh, get to know me. Get to know me!
Also, the real merchandise is supposed to be perfect. No smears or smudges, nothing torn or off-center.
Not mine.
Look also for colors that aren't quite right.
I want a hat that was made by Charlie's Two Establishment.
Yeah, how was
it? And it said, Superb Owl.
Yeah, that's not right.
S-U-P-E-R-B.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Then there was a space and the word O-W-L.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Superb Owl.
And it was very smudged.
Uh-huh. It was.
La, la, la.
And, of course, all the officially licensed stuff has the hologram.
What's that?
Well, it's a shiny thing that...
shiny sticker, Charlie.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
The NFL's expecting to make a...
Shiny stickers. Pick up, have Joe buy shiny stickers.
The NFL's expecting to make $100 million off the merchandise this year. And it doesn't feel like sharing with counterfeiters like Charlie.
Why not? Well, holy F.
They want it all, Charlie.
Superb Owl.
Superb Owl, smudge.
The Fox Network has agreed to stop running racy ads for Temptation Island during Futurama, King of the Hill, The Simpsons, and Malcolm in the Middle.
Why?
Wait till you hear why. Fox made this promise in a letter to FCC Commissioner Gloria Tristani. Fox wrote her after she wrote Fox. She wrote Fox after she supposedly got a letter from a group of concerned parents.
I have no comment on this because I know that that FCC commissioner is a big fan of this show.
Yes, we salute her.
Unlike, and I believe she made the correct move, and Buzz would probably be wise
if you just moved on to your next story.
Right? Daphne on Frasier can stop eating. Actress Jane Leaves, who plays Daphne, has had her baby. It's a girl born 10 days ago. She and her husband have named her Isabella Catherine Cohen.
Isabella.
Isabella came into the world at 9 pounds, 12 ounces.
Wow. Big baby.
Mr. Johnny Cochran. Stood in front of prospective jurors yesterday and asked them, is there anything about my being one of the lawyers in the O.J. Simpson case that would affect your ability to be impartial?
And here's his response.
Actually, only three of the jury candidates said yes. They were all white and they were all dismissed.
Is this in Puffy's trial?
That's right, so they won't be on the jury for Sean Puffy Combs. Two prospective jurors say they'd never heard of Johnny Cochran. Everyone else...
Those are the people that scare me.
Yeah.
Those are the people I don't want on a jury, the people that have never heard of Johnny Cochran.
Everyone else either said they have no opinion or they said they admired his work in the O.J. case.
I don't even have an opinion.
Using words like theatrical and fun to watch. Puff Daddy says he's known Cochran for 10 years, since long before the O.J. case. He wants you to know this. That's why his people were running around telling this to reporters yesterday.
Gotcha.
A teen pop queen, Britney Spears, is usually taking some heat for wearing too little.
This little girl has knockers.
Now she's being criticized for wearing too much.
Never.
The young singer is currently working and playing in Brazil. And the news media there is bad-mouthing her for showing too little on the beaches of Rio.
Brazil.
One TV anchorman says, and I quote, her bikini is as big as a U.S. state. With all that fabric in Brazil, you could make three swimsuits.
Gotta like those Brazilians.
Yeah, you sure do. And they make a hell of a nut.
They do.
Yes, they do.
Brazil nut. Those are the real big ones.
They sure are.
I can tell you more today about the new paid toilets on the streets of Manhattan.
Fantastic.
Hold on. I can tell you something about those toilets right now.
Hey, have a listen, ladies and gentlemen.
Here you go. This will be $1.50.
Here's your weekend. Wow. My goodness.
There you go.
Yeah, send that out to California. That'll power those plants.
From my ass to God's ears.
Incredible!
That fart sponsored by Egars. www.egars.com. Hottest cigar site on the planet.
Quality might surprise you.
Basic instinct. Now comes word the studio may be looking for a younger, more cooperative woman for the starring role. Hollywood's been wringing its hands for weeks over whether the sequel should or would be made.
It doesn't smell like a cigar.
Finding a leading man hasn't been easy, and they still haven't found one. Michael Douglas, who was in the original, turned them down flat. The studio's also gotten no answers from Harrison Ford, Kurt Russell, and Pierce Brosnan.
This is just a movie with a woman who opens her legs?
Basic Instinct 2, it would be.
Oh, about Janine Garofalo.
Oh, man. That would smell like a cigar.
They were all set to hire Robert Downey Jr., but they dropped him after his most recent arrest. One source tells the New York Post this about Sharon Stone. No one wants to work with her. She is a nightmare, end quote.
You know who's fun to work with is Cameron Manhunt.
Oh, yeah.
Don't give me your problem.
Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Buzz, for the news and the comment.
You know what you said? She was in the sequel. I still can't see it.
There's a BMW in the way. Catherine Mannheim chokes her legs. Some guy pulls out his remote and he goes,
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I'll get this out of your way.
Listen, we have a prize package.
You get a good view right after the marching band.
Selected especially for you. Be the 100th caller now at 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And she was saying that she was 2 weeks pregnant. And I didn't believe it because when you're just two weeks pregnant, you can't really tell just because you haven't seen the administration.
America's most happening hate mongers, the Don and Mike Show.
Yes, we are. And here now is Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
In sports, the NBA is considering allowing any kind of defense because current rules have led to overuse of two-man isolation plays. The NBA's never allowed zone defenses, but will consider the idea during the All-Star break.
No, why not? What the hell?
Mike Tyson tested positive for marijuana after the Galata fight back in October, according to boxing officials in Michigan.
We talked to his trainer.
Yes?
Joe Artinger.
Earlier this week, those officials suspended Tyson's license there for 90 days and fined him $5,000 for refusing to take a urine test before the fight.
Take this.
He's also being forced to donate $200,000 to various charities. Tyson, who said his fight with Gallardo would be his last, is now in training again. And finally, an adult bookstore in England is in trouble for selling porn that isn't explicit enough. So officials have fined the shop $8,500.
That's the country.
It all critics love
snatch.
Yes, they do. It all started when angry customers complained that the magazines and videos sold in that shop were tamer than advertised.
Hello, this is Prince Charles. My new copy of Big Girls with Big Bonds, Osno Money Shots.
Well, I think you should find them. I would find them, Your Highness. Levy a fine against them, and perhaps they'll put more beaver shots in there.
Where's the bestiality?
We'll get right on it, Your Highness. We'll find them. We'll find them bloody good.
So it's really a false advertising problem.
Where's the blood?
Ah, oh, we know you like that, Your Highness.
One video.
I'm sorry, they can't put that in publication.
A one video billed as hardcore is titled Secrets of a Sensuous Nurse. Turns out that's a comedy made years ago by Jack Palance and Ursula Andress.
Hey, I'd like to see Jack Palance now in a porno.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
The cheese stands alone.
On the Don and Mike Show.
No! Yeah, that's it. We gotta go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Well, I have my report on the inauguration on Monday for you.
We have a complete review.
Plus, Homo Joe's going down there with a tape recorder to cover the protest. We'll have that Monday also. Next Friday, live from the Super Bowl. And don't forget Rob Spiewak at the Market Pro Computer Show tomorrow, 10 a.m. till noon at the Montgomery County Fairgrounds. He'll be at building number 6.
Join him for his swearing-in ceremony.
Also, John Madden. All Madden Team, the 18th annual edition, here Sunday afternoon on Fox. Check your local listings, and we thank our friend John Madden for coming on the show again today.
Absolutely.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you Monday with a new episode. Hello.
I am caller 100.
Yes, John and Mike Show, right. Yes, you are. What's your name?
Bart.
Bart?
Mark, M-A-R-K.
Mark, where are you from, Mark?
I'm from Stafford, Virginia.
Mark, call 100. You won the VHS copy and CD soundtrack of Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh, funny movie.
With Jim Carrey. It's not bad.
Oh, I thought it was hysterical. I like Little Black Midget.
Oh, he did have a funny moment like this. Now available on DVD and video. I like the part with the chicken. When the guy's
good.
When the guy's got the chicken up his butt.
I don't know how sick I am. I like it when he shoots the cow. Again and again and again.
There's something for everyone to like. Me, Myself, and Irene.
Right.
Now available on DVD and video. Rent it tonight or buy the special edition DVD available January 23. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
That's it. We got to go. Okay, have a great weekend. Be safe. See you Monday. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie.
Buddy.
Throw that Santa Claus hat in the air. What? It's like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, no.
Now, Layla.
Look at that.
Unbelievable.
That was a three-pointer, Mike.
Thank you so much.
We will see you Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Santa Day is here. Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, here's...